What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Snoochie.
What up, it's Ray.
I'm out of booze. I'm down to two beers in the whole house.
That sucks, man.
And had like an ounce and a half of liquor. Yeah. So, sorry, no comedy today.
It's going to be a sober episode.
We'll see how this goes, though, because Emilio mixed his whiskey and his tequila earlier. So
yeah, there's half an ounce of each. I thought it was going to be awful, but it wasn't too bad.
The fuck? Who does that?
What else are you going to do with it?
You pour whiskey, you pour tequila. Why? Why would you do that?
Because there was only a little bit of each.
No, dude, no.
The first one didn't even wet my ice cubes, nor did it wet my whistle.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if you're supposed to mix that. But I don't know.
Adam Carolla,
I'm not a bartender, Chi. Would you know?
No, you don't generally mix dark with light alcohols at all.
It was for the sake of saving time, so I would have to pour it.
Might as well just drink from the bottom of the bottle, even though that's...
I'll break it and lick the bottom. Oh, broken glass. I'm not an alcoholic.
Let me just sit on this.
Right. Remember that Flat Family Matters episode where, like, the alcoholic uncle there, he was going through detox, and then, like, at the end, I think it was a two-parter. At the end of the first episode, he goes into the pantry and is, like, drinking all the, like, vanilla extract, and I was like, oh, you can get drunk off vanilla extract. It was working backwards for me. I was like, oh, yeah.
Vanilla.
Yeah, they're trying to dissuade me from drinking, but.
Yeah, Family Matters, wow. Did you know that was a spinoff of Perfect Strangers, technically?
Family Matters?
Yeah, I didn't
Perfect
know that.
Strangers?
The mom in Family Matters was the elevator operator, because that used to be a thing in the 80s, an elevator operator in Perfect Strangers.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Reno1983 and Darth Duck. Twitch subs coming in early today. Thank you very much. And we're really racking up the Twitch subs this month. It's been pretty good.
And if you haven't caught us live on Twitch, we always record generally on Sundays, if not late Monday evenings. Check us out. Our Twitch name is digital_logic with a K.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mobius.
Is DL Gaming taken? Because I know you can switch like every month or two.
I think you can.
Because we've changed our name before.
It's because I think we wanted everything to be the same. And I think right now everything is the same.
Yeah.
So our Twitter, everything's digital_logic.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know. It's probably
DL. If you go to YouTube, type in DL Gaming.
There's so
like,
many.
Yeah, there's like 20 channels.
Remember for a little while, there was like two Indian brothers that were like not only using DL Gaming, but also playing our content. Do you remember that? Like showing our content
logo.
No, logo, and they were like, I could have sworn they were using our videos.
Are you serious?
Like, as if they were theirs.
That's awesome.
It didn't really matter.
Well, they say imitation is the best form of flattery.
Yep.
Yeah, I suppose. All right. Let's talk about On the Radar, some games that have come to our attention this week. First one up is Dota Underlords. Not too much known about this. So all that we know, there's an article on PC Gamer. All that we know is that Valve registered this name. We don't know what type of game this is or anything about it. A lot of speculation. Some people think maybe it's going to be that new revamping of Artifact. Because they're not doing updates for Artifact. Because there's like 150 people playing that game.
They did release all the cards to everybody, though.
Maybe it's just like auto chess, and it's just they're trying to like make money off of it.
Yeah, could be too. Could be that they're making their version of auto chess.
Yeah.
I was thinking that no index. This is probably for index.
Maybe.
Could be. Yeah.
Could be, right.
Yeah, maybe a VR game, a Dota VR index. Game.
I hope that it's free.
Hopefully. I mean, Dota always is, right? Well, I guess the card game wasn't.
Yeah.
No, the card game wasn't. Not all Valve's games are.
I remember somebody in Valve talking about, like, you know, once VR takes off, could you imagine, you know, a virtual stadium of people watching, and then you'd be sitting next to other people on VR virtually, you know, like a virtual crowd, but you could fly into the, like, the actual battle and watch the Dota 2 match from any tree. You know what I mean? It'd just be like first person Dota 2.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure that's going
to
come.
I would love that. That would be like, a lot of fun.
Because they used to have Valve TV, right? And you used to be able to do that with Counter-Strike match. Well, I think you still can with Counter-Strike
match. Fly around inside the match?
Yeah, and you were able to watch.
Live or afterwards?
No, it's like a round before.
Oh, okay.
I think you still do that right now.
Yeah.
But watch the live matches.
That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. You could do that in fucking Smite, too.
Mm.
Remember, Bobby, you could have free roam inside of replays?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys used to play Smite, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah, back in the day.
I wonder if you could get under, like, zoom in under Crystal Maiden's skirt or something like that.
Bobby,
yeah, you can get in pretty close.
Are we going to talk about that again, guys?
No, I'm kidding.
Looking
I'm
under
kidding.
Skirts in video games?
Dude, when we first got into Smite, Bobby and I were texting back and forth. We used to actually converse, me and him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was cool. My God.
And at some point he said, what about Jesus? Like, what if they made Jesus as a joke? And then I wrote up like a whole fucking...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we had some Smite fanfic. Almost.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like,
wow.
A whole thing on like what Jesus' powers would be and how it would all work and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I went and then I did Muhammad after that. And then Bobby's like, all right, dude, you're going too far.
They never put those guys in the game. They went for some more obscure.
Too much. Yeah. The only time I remember them getting in trouble was from the Hindu gods, because people still believe in those.
Yeah, those are pretty touchy.
It's like, why is Kali in a fucking bikini all the time? So they didn't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smite. Still around. Still, I see people playing it on Steam. Yeah.
I still see updates.
Dude.
I wish they would have been on Steam when we played, though. That would have made things so much better.
I was clicking through things on Twitch the other day, just kind of showing Sam what there is. We were watching a girl sing for a while and, like, you know, the cooking show and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I did click on this one girl because she was cute, and I was like, what is that game? I should know this game. If it looks that good, I should know what that is. It was fucking Smite. It was so foreign to me that I wasn't able
to. It's changed a lot.
I wasn't
especially
able to,
the UI. Dude,
15 seconds of watching before I was like, oh, that's Neith. Okay.
Yeah, wow. I mean, so many skins now, and just like the menu selection, everything looks completely different.
And the world, or whatever, the map.
The map, yeah.
I didn't recognize it at all, dude.
All right, next up, Skater XL. This is on the Humble Bundle right now for $13.99.
And it's on the Epic Store, right?
No, it's Steam. It's Steam. No, I saw it. I saw a clip of this, and using the Unreal 4 engine, making it look really good. It's just, you set up your... What do you call it when you set up your tracks back to back? It's like there's a name for that.
I don't know.
But
it's skateboarding?
Yeah, it's skateboarding. It's just Tony Hawk was such a great game. I don't know anyone that's never played Tony Hawk Pro Skater like back in the day.
Me. I've never played a skating game. Oh, I've played 720.
The
arcade one.
The arcade one.
720. Yeah. I remember that.
What about Skate or Die? I mean, if you had a Nintendo, maybe. Skate or Die.
In The Simpsons, when you play as Bart, he had a skateboard, so maybe you won.
Yeah, there are a lot of skateboarding levels in those old side-scroller beat-em-ups. But yeah, this looks way more like a Tony Hawk game.
Gee, you should definitely get a longboard.
I need a longboard.
I think it's sexy when girls are on boards.
I am going to learn how to skate this month, and one of my friends who's staying in town is a huge skater. He's going to teach me how to
Tony Hawk
longboard. No. Oh. and it's because the main incentive for me to learn how to skate is to reduce the time between walking from my car to my front door, because sometimes I have to literally park 6 blocks away.
Mm, that's fucking sucks.
It's rough.
But so Skater XL, I think it looks neat because... it's more realistic. I think that's what I always wanted in games. And then Skate came out, and then Skate was all right. I know the third one was, you know, pretty good. This one looks, you know,
there's no UI, legit. So it makes it look realistic.
Yeah. So apparently the developers are really active with the community. People are modding a lot of stuff already too. The game's not even released. You know, it's like alpha or pre-alpha. I don't know.
I mean. But, Tony Hawk is the only game like this that I played, but I remember a big part of those games was the music too.
Yeah,
these guys aren't probably going to be able to get the license, but there's
that's
so much
be so expensive.
There's so many talented people putting stuff out right now that are just trying to get their name out there. I'm sure you can find somebody talented that would give you their entire library just
yeah. Yeah, but that was the thing about Tony Hawk is like you heard actual songs that you'd hear on the radio too.
Right.
Like it was like Grand Theft Auto. You're like, oh, I know that song. That's cool. You know, we're used to video games just having generic knockoff music.
It's so good.
Waconia says, before we learn to skate, let's book that TwitchCon house.
Yeah, I know. If it were that easy, it'd already be done. Trust me on that.
Did we just skip all over all the... I guess... All right. There wasn't much,
I guess. It was just TwitchCon. We talked about TwitchCon house, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, But no, the game looks neat.
Ooh,
that's pretty good.
Took a shit.
But supposedly very customizable when it comes to your tricks. Very realistic. I really want to try it. I was gonna buy it. I just wanted to read a little bit more about it. But
it might be too early, too, man.
It's too early, man. But then again, $13.99 right now.
Yeah, and you kind of want to support them.
So yeah, they, so help them out.
Is this on Steam?
It's on Steam.
Oh, okay.
It is on Steam.
I wonder if it's out right now. I wonder.
Oh, there's two sales going on Steam right now. I guess I don't know if. Yeah, two.
There's sales going on everywhere right now.
Yeah,
and the reviews are pretty good.
I think all of the Games Workshop stuff, all the Warhammer 40K stuff is on sale right now, and there's a post-apocalyptic pack right for sale.
Yeah, Humble Bundle got the sale, and then there's the
Epic Store. We'll talk about that later.
Rumors of what is it? The spring sale for Steam maybe next week or. Mm. Next 2 weeks.
Tell outside that it's spring, dude.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. It's been raining a lot.
Dude.
It's raining in San Diego.
And I have a very weather sensitive business, so it sucks for me.
Mm. Yeah, it's true, man.
Yeah. First a drought, now this.
Yep.
All right, next up, American Fugitive.
No idea what this is.
This game looks kind of cool. Let me read the description here. It's GTA Chinatown Wars plus Dukes of Hazzard plus X Time Splitters developers.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like a top-down kind of isometric. Looks like a twin stick shooter, but you're also driving around. You're shooting lots of stuff.
This is what the original Postal looked like from the top. The top of you, and you're just blowing the shit out of people.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, kind of like a rural GTA, kind of the first GTAs.
Looks like you're on the run, though. So
it's called Fugitive.
No, of course. But it says it's a sandbox adventure, so who knows?
Yeah,
it's that moment in GTA, perhaps, when you're just being in hot pursuit all of the time.
The whole time you're on like five stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that could be this.
When I first saw the, I want to call it box art, but that's not what it is, but just like the little thumbnail they put on the Steam page, it almost reminded me of that Fugitive game we played, Emilio and I, on Origin.
Mm-hmm.
Was that one with the two guys
get
trying
out.
To escape? Get Out?
Get Out.
Yeah. Or
not Get Out.
Yeah, Get Out.
No, that was the movie.
That was the movie.
But it was something like that.
Yeah,
it was Go Home or...
Shit. A Way Out?
A Way Out. There
a Way
is.
Out.
Yeah. Go home.
Go home. Let's go.
But yeah, it looked kind of like that, but it's definitely not that type of game.
Thanks for the sub, Hype Train.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
But this looks fun. I don't know. Kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, it's too early to tell. There's no price.
I need some reviews.
It comes out May 21st.
Tomorrow?
So
2 days?
Two days, yeah. I think the day that this airs. Yeah, so that's going to be out very quickly. I don't know. That one could go either way.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got Battle Wake. This was posted by Recycled. This is a VR pirate game.
Ooh.
That should be fun.
A VR high seas pirate combat game.
In first person?
Yeah. Let's get to some footage here so you can see.
It's VR, dude. Of course, it's fucking first person.
No, not always, because they have, like, sometimes they have action pieces that you move around on a big, like... There's games where you're a giant and you move around like
which one?
I don't know. There's like
but
army
usually
games like that.
So. Most of them are first person.
I would think
Johnny Walker.
Are.
Thank you for the sub.
Thank you.
But it looks like Black Wake almost, but VR version.
Yeah,
maybe
and the graphics look better than Black Wake, so that's saying something.
A lot more pirate ships. They're moving a lot faster.
It seems
like
machine
guns
action. For some reason.
Yeah. It seems a little more fast-paced than Black Wake.
And a little bit arcadey with
it looks
the
like,
crosshair.
Like Sea of Thieves graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Not that good, dude.
There's not a lot of mobility.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh,
sea of Thieves water is the most beautiful water.
The Kraken.
There's not a lot of mobility on the ship itself, it looks like.
Yeah.
A lot of the action is behind the steering wheel.
Yeah.
You're pulling a lot of...
Battle Wake.
It's probably exactly what it is, Chi. I bet you can only be at certain stations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You teleport to each one, I bet.
Yep.
Yeah, let's see. So we just had a YouTube video there. Let me see if it's on Steam. I wonder if they've got a price and a release date.
Oh, speaking of just real...
Damn, 9 out of 10?
Is this going to be
already?
PvP or mostly PvP?
What's not? PvE? What are you smoking?
The line before on Google. It was probably Black Wake that came out.
Yeah. Let's see. Planned release is summer 2019. No price on it yet.
No.
Do we know? Oh, it is single player and multiplayer and even online co-op. Interesting. Oh. That would be fun.
Yeah. Oh, well, speaking of pirates, remember we said we should try to do like a Sea of Thieves 4-player thing?
Yeah.
Right now, the Xbox Game Pass is $1 for 3 months.
Again, $1, 3 months.
3 months.
We all need to do that.
We should do a Sea of Thieves one of these
nights. Yeah, sure. $1 for 3 months, yeah. Dude,
has but really look, transformed.
We can say all that. When's the last time anybody... First of all, just to get two of us together, to get three is almost impossible. Four is literally never
I've got less than a month left to work, so I'm going to have a lot of free time coming up.
That's true.
My schedule is going to be a little more
What'd you do last year? I feel like you squandered all that time away last year. What'd you end up doing?
I don't know.
He turned off his phone, dude. Yeah. That's it.
I probably played a lot.
I avoided you.
Well, I can't remember if it lined up right, but that was around the time I was playing a lot of WoW. So
yeah, I think that's what it was. It gobbled up.
I think the tail end of that, yeah, it was like
Did you get all South Park? Bunch of acne and
yeah, it was fat. Pretty
bad. Yeah.
Going to that phase every now and then with
girlfriend switching out your buckets.
That's gross.
I'm definitely in the mood to game since being out on the flu. It probably took a good at least a week out of me, and like there were times where I couldn't even sit upright like all day long. And like so I wish I could have laid back and enjoyed playing some games, but no, I was just KO'd.
And like Sea of Thieves is one of those games you can even grab the controller and just kind of chill and just play, put it on your TV.
It's very, it doesn't matter if you die.
But
really.
But I want to try all the new stuff on there.
The only thing that matters is really is like getting the treasure back. That's the only thing.
Well, no, they added all these modes now, so I don't know, bro.
I don't know, bro.
No.
All right, last game, Octopath Traveler. So this is one that we just saw on the front store of the Steam page. I had never seen this game before.
It's a
Square Enix published title.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a throwback.
It is, man. Yeah. It came out on the Nintendo Switch like sometime last year, maybe summer last year, maybe even before that. And it's a JRPG. It's I think it's 8 characters that you can pick from, and then it has its own little origin story of what's happening, like his backstory, what's going on, and then they all meet up together, I guess, and then just very straightforward.
It's probably 8 different stories that all link up at the end or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got that pixel art graphics like Final Fantasy III, but it's done at such an angle that gives it this 3D perspective that's really unique. Like I can't think of another game that I've seen quite
really
like this.
That is really cool.
That's what got me into this game. Like I saw it announced at E3 during the Square Enix press conference. I was like, dude, this looks really nice. It looks really cool. And then it's gotten really good reviews.
Yeah, especially if it tells a really unique story. And graphically alone, it plays to the pixel graphics, but then the movement of the camera and everything else makes it new enough where it's honestly nothing else that I've played really compares to.
No.
It looks very modern.
It's like paying tribute to the old, but bringing it up to the new.
Mm-hmm. It's a Super Nintendo game.
Fucking
straight up. It's not flat at all. Guys. I like that. So, I like that.
What?
It's got the classic graphics, but it's not flat.
Right.
So. It's like a pop-up book almost.
Mm-hmm.
But $60, that's a heavy price tag.
Bobby, can we see the time to beat? I bet it's like in the 70-hour range.
Nah, I think it's between 30 or 40.
Oh, okay. Maybe... Really? Back in the day, they were all like 70, 80.
they were.
Well, back in the day, Octopath, they were so difficult. 50. You would have grind in order to make it to the next part. Or you would just get so lost because you forgot that one little
Bobby's actually making the website right now as we speak.
Where you don't need to.
Actually coding it.
Where you don't remember where you needed to go. So you're just talking to everybody.
Never mind.
Literally to everybody.
60 hours.
There you go.
Minimum.
Is that worth your $60?
Yeah, there you go.
Dollar an hour.
Dollar for dollar.
DL Gaming seal of approval.
Then that's basically what would also make it true to a JRPG.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, fun fact, I never beat Final Fantasy VII. I got to this point maybe because, there's a point at the very end when you're going to see Sephiroth. You're going to fight him. And it says, are you sure you've gathered? Are you good? Because you're not going to be able to like
come back
after this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think I'm fine.
And that shouldn't happens be a in a problem. Lot of Final Fantasy games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I should be fine. And so I continued, and then nowhere near killing Sephiroth. Like I felt so super powerful, right? And then I couldn't beat Sephiroth. And then somehow I lost my I wrote over my old save. Mm-hmm. So that was it. I couldn't go. There's no going
back. But I thought, isn't the Sephiroth battle like the first part like is just easy, and then there's
2 parts,
and then the second one you just use the limit and you just kill him period.
I probably didn't know that.
He probably just had to press that the limit thing, and then he does his Omni Slash and just fucks everyone up.
That might be what it was.
But I think you did have to fight the first part, though. You actually have to, like, really fight him.
Was he the guy that was a big tower of stuff, and you fight all the way up that tower? Was that the one? I don't know.
No.
It doesn't matter. Either way, I never beat it. So I can't wait for this sequel to come out.
That happened with me in Final Fantasy III when it was relaunched on DS.
Yeah.
Three. And like the OG.
The original three.
Okay.
Or no, Final Fantasy IV, I'm sorry. At the completely remade, like the revamped one.
Yeah.
And which was originally launched as Final Fantasy III, or it's Final Fantasy IV on DS.
Oh, no, no, no. So okay.
No, it was Final Fantasy.
No, because the original, like, Final Fantasy II and III were from Super Nintendo. III was actually six in Japan.
Yeah. So when it was released on DS, I made it to the last boss, and I kept on dying and dying and dying. So it's like, I can't play this game until I have the time to grind out my characters and then go back to the last boss. And
Ones on DS are actually, if it says three, it's three. If it's four, it's four. Like,
pretty sure it's three.
Yeah. I'm legit. There's three. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because six was never remade, I think.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, no, Final Fantasies. I've only played the one. But they did, Final Fantasy III, the only one that I did play, they did release on Steam, and that one's called, I think they actually called it Final Fantasy VI on this one. But it was the mobile version, and a lot of people didn't like it. Let's see, Final Fantasy VI? If I just type in VI.
What does every Final Fantasy have? Are chocobos in every single one?
Yeah.
Chocobos, the Mogs, is that what they're called?
That's Mogs. Are
they in every one? And then the
Sid.
One Sid, yeah.
There's always a Sid. There's always
Mogs. Airships.
And then the money's always Gil for a while. And then Gil was actually a character. But yeah, that's the original. It was just the textures made a little bit better.
Yeah, they changed some of the dialogue too, I noticed in this as well. And
yeah, that's six.
It kind of works, but
there's the baby and the robot again, Bobby.
those are soldiers.
The original diva, right there.
Yeah. Oh no, that's no. She's not a baby.
No, that's her name.
Tara.
Yeah, Tara.
This is the only Final Fantasy game I know. I'm so it's lost crazy.
Well, that's the best one, man. Hands down, best one.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Better than seven?
Yeah, seven is number two.
Wow.
A lot of people talk about 7, but I think it was because 7's obviously just so newer. It's
the graphics.
3D graphics, PlayStation. Yeah. All right. I think that's it for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games that we have played. So, obviously, the big release this week, Rage 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let Ray talk because he played a lot more than I have. I've played about 4 to 5 hours, though.
That's it?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck, dude?
Dude, I've been getting home so tired that all I want to do is, like, veg out and watch TV.
What's been going on?
Oh, and I was getting my ass kicked. It was, like,
at the very beginning. How? Why? How?
I don't know. I was losing a lot, dude. But now, since I said that, I don't think I've died once. So I think I just needed to get some of those, whatever, those arcs, arc crates. So it's a first-person shooter from id Software. Right off the bat, the very first thing that I noticed was, like, I was expecting better than Doom graphics, but
it's the same.
And Ray's like, you know, I think they're better, but somebody else mentioned on Discord, I forget who it was, it's open world, so you gotta have to, like, they have way less control, you know, it's, you gotta give some to get all of that. And you, it really is truly open world. I've been jumping on shit that, like, I'm pretty sure they didn't want me up there, you know? But you could go all the way up there and, like, you'll kind of, oh, you'll start taking damage if you get somewhere like you're not supposed to be. But I mean, you know, I was trying to just test the limits. All right. So it's kind of getting mixed reviews. It's on the better side. It's like, it's either a 6 or a 7 most places that you see it. I think a lot of, this is just my theory. I don't know. I think a lot of that has to do with the story being so kind of just like over the top and
short, apparently.
Yeah, there's just not much to the story, and it's very how do you say it, B movie. But I think that's what they were going for. Like, it's all very, like, crazy terrible things are happening to your guy's life, you know, like his mom just died or his aunt or whatever, and all his friends just died, and he's still cutting jokes like, hey, like, I'm still the best or whatever. Like,
it's
being campy on purpose. And so I think that maybe was lost on a few people, and so they're shitting on the story, because it's like, okay, it's another post-apocalyptic, monsters come in, kill everybody. How do you write that anymore and be serious? Like, it's been done so many times. The only way you could do it is poke fun at it. And so that's what it's doing. It's poking fun at the whole thing. It's like this chick's mom just died and she's like cracking jokes like right after. It's like, I don't know. I think that's what they were going for. I think they were just going for like a campy B-movie storyline. And then the action's fucking fantastic. I'm really, I like how I say, take it away, Ray. And then I talk for 10 minutes.
Most of the complaints I'm seeing on the Steam page have to do with just there being 10 combat missions and it feeling a little short, but everybody is praising the combat.
Yeah, the combat's super fun, super fun, man. Especially when you find all the arcs. You end up getting all the arcs. There's, I think there's 13 of them. You get all the weapons, you get all the superpowers, and then you're leveling up your powers. You know, if you get a dash move, you power it up and the dash goes even further, and then you actually you recover health or something like that.
Do you choose particular, are there different trees, are there different combat styles that you
there's how many
growing special, into, or is that kind of a fixed
like specials? There's four ones that you can use, and then there's like the other ones, seven or eight, there's like eight of them or 10.
Anything in the game you can spec into. If you like a particular gun, you can spec into that. If you like a particular move, you can spec into that. And they use different, one kind of uses XP and the other one kind of uses money. So you can go into like a certain gun and a certain special move and then like really customize your character. I'm sure our builds are completely different probably.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
No, so
yeah.
That's nice that it caters to your playstyle then.
Yeah, for sure.
It does.
Does it force you into a certain type of combat?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It wants you to run and gun. It wants you running forward almost all the time.
No sniper rifles.
No sniper rifles. I haven't got one yet. No sniper rifles.
Although I saw a video of somebody.
No, like, I don't like have one. Somebody else. And I have all the weapons.
Oh, okay.
So, no sniper rifles. Rocket launcher's legit though.
And this is why I can guarantee that this is what they wanted you to do. These are the best grenade throwing bad guys I have ever seen in a
game. They're so dope.
If you try to take cover, you're gonna get blown up. I mean, you can take cover for 10 seconds, but they want you running forward and they want you blowing heads off. And that's what makes it forces you. You're not going to play a cover shooter here.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. You're going to die.
You can't stay in one place.
Oh, do you know what I spec'd into? I haven't played since I spec'd into it, but the ability to knock those grenades back at them.
Oh yeah. Not me.
And it doesn't go straight. It goes, I spec so far into it that it's knocked it right back into whoever threw it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No. Oh, I have to melee them, I guess. Even if it's on the floor, I can just smack it back to them.
That's hilarious.
I'm just going like in order. I'm not even really specking into anything specifically. It's like I'm just, you know, this is like this was next. Put all my points in that next one because I'm not really using a lot of the moves. I'm really just headshotting the shit out of everyone.
It seems to be that I'm not using the moves that much either.
Yeah,
this game seems completely different than the first one.
Are resources scarce? Or are you really just going to the wall all the time?
No, they're scarce. Because we're playing hard,
right?
It starts off easy.
Where it gets harder. Co-op?
Huh?
We're playing hard. No, co-op.
I think it's just single player. Yeah. There's no co-op. No.
Bobby, it did make me feel like I was playing the first one a couple times, only when I was like driving through the wasteland and the overpasses are like broken up. There's a certain part, it's probably homage to the first one. It looked exactly like the main area that you drive through 100 times in the first game. So I think they took that from there.
Yeah.
But you're fighting three different factions. There's like, that I know of. Maybe I'm wrong.
The mutants?
There's the mutants. There's the just kind of like punks, raider type.
The raider types, yeah.
And then there's like these like...
the authority.
High-tech dudes.
Do they fight each other?
Taking one of their tanks?
Do they fight each other or are they all just against you? There's a war?
They fight each other.
So sometimes you see them fighting each other and then I'll just wait sometimes. Like... They have some giant mutants from the Authority. They're fucking crazy, right? They're huge,
like really big,
and they have like armor. Like they're covering their heads.
34 feet,
so you can't.
Is that the guy?
Those are just like the mini bosses throughout the wasteland that are just random mutants. Like it'll say like beat Bolt and Screw or whatever, and then you walk in and you fight a lot of mutants on the way in, and then boom.
Did that guy have like a shoe as a glove?
Probably.
That guy killed me so many.
Probably
so many times.
But
that particular guy, the shoe glove guy, killed you so many times.
Just that guy.
No.
So when he's slapping you, he's also kicking you in the face.
I thought you were talking about the giant.
No.
That's awesome. That's like a guard.
Yeah.
A little shield.
It's like a wrist guard.
Sure.
But no, they fight each other. So you walk into these battles and they look great. And then the high tech guys, those are the hardest ones. Those take a while to kill.
Have you taken their tank?
I've grabbed a tank and I just don't use it. I've been using the flying, the hovercraft
thing. I haven't got it yet.
It's like a drone.
So I guess one of the big,
then there's a mech.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That you get to get into?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a mech. I haven't.
The big complaints is like how sparse the wasteland is. And I was just like, it's a wasteland.
Fucking wasteland.
It's supposed to be literally.
I read that
in the name.
And
when it's stupid. Mean,
wasteland. Like,
people complain.
Sparsity as in it feels like a walking sim.
People complain that in between towns, there's nothing there. It's a fucking wasteland. It's like, have you never played Fallout? Have
you know what I do? Like, is like, you'll.
Are you saying they need to implement some type of.
But we're not saying that.
Some resource gathering or something like that.
I like it the way.
I me too.
Yeah.
The redneck mech. That's fucking thing's awesome.
So I've played other games that do this, like Fallout 3 and stuff, where random encounters happen, right? But I feel
this happens here.
Yeah, I know. But like in Fallout 3, it had to happen like within like 200 feet. This shit, like you hear explosions way far away. Like,
yeah.
And you can hear it because it's like.
You see meteors?
Yeah.
You see the meteors drop?
No.
Just random. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, because it's part of the story, right?
Well, no, it's because that's the Feltrite, whatever
That
purple, that blue stuff you pick up.
Yeah. It's bits of the thing that came and fucked everything up. Mm-hmm. So I like that part. I like that I hear like these, and then I'm like, what is all that noise? And I'll look over a ridge and you'll just see like little tiny specks like fighting it out there. I was like, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time with it. I'm not blown away. It's not the greatest game ever. It's not like 10 out of 10 or anything like that. But, I'm glad I got it at $40 cause I'm happy with the $40
price. Yeah, me too. Yeah, of course.
I would not have been happy, I think, if I paid $60 for this.
You know what? I'm still enjoying the game. Like,
no, I'm for sure enjoying it.
Because I'm not touching the main storyline yet. Like, I'll touch it when I have to, you know? It's like, because I see something, and I just, you know, I'm going to hit those 23 hours, which, I guess, if you put it that way, it does sound kind of sad. Mm. It was a $60 game.
Anything that pops up on my map, I just head to.
Yeah.
That's how I'm playing it right now.
I see a question mark, and I just go.
That's a good sign, right? Like, that's a good sign of a game.
I think so. I think, and the story isn't that basic. The story is, I think it's fun. It's just, I don't know.
That's what they were going for, fun. They weren't going
the
for
game's
deep.
Fun. Like, yeah. It's funny. The little comments from the main protagonists are hilarious.
Yeah.
That voice actor is really good, actually. A lot of, like, the characters you meet in the game, like, they're very unique. Like, and some are gross as fuck. Some are, like, really neat. Like, when you meet the doctor with his mutant, like, that's hilarious. Like, he's just riding a mutant, and it's gross as fuck. It's like he has a diaper just full of shit, and he's talking to you. And you're trying to take him serious, but you just can't stop staring at a fucking, like, disgusting-ass mutant he's riding. But, like, the game's really neat. The game's fun.
Did you beat it?
You're probably close.
I just need to beat.
You probably could beat it if you wanted to.
I could. I need to do one story and then go to the end. Mm. But one quest. But I'm not going to. Like, there's so much shit I want to get. Like, I finally got all the arcs because there's 13 of them. Because you don't know where they are. You just really have to like fly around everywhere and find it.
This is what I mean by like campy. So there's the very first quest.
Funny when you say campy, and I know you've said it 3 or 4 times now, but the Met Gala, that was the supposed theme. And from what I understand, camp doesn't mean dirt and fireplaces and tents anymore. Camp means next level over the top.
Really?
Yeah, like drag, basically. Camp. Wow. That's like the new modern way of saying.
No, when I say campy, it means kind of like poking fun at itself.
Mm,
yeah, mm-hmm. Or poking fun at its own genre. Right, Bobby? Do you know this? Mm.
I just always think of that Batman movie that Joel Schumacher directed. What was it? The third one with Jim Carrey. You know what I'm talking about.
Batman Forever.
Batman Forever. Yeah, that's one. I don't know. The camp's like theater. It's just very demonstrative, over the top, kind of elaborated, and done for fun without the seriousness or the gravitas.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's the definition I was looking for.
So, or crouching in a corner, campy.
This old like old war veterans like, I need you to clear out the sewers. Like we can't get our water pump going. You're going to have to go in here, kill all those mutants, and then kill the boss or whatever. And so, okay, blah, blah, blah. You do the whole thing. You kill them and you get to the end. Oh, by the way, it was kind of spooky. There's like spooky parts, which is cool too. It's not all wasteland. Like there's sewers. And then you kill the boss.
Mila's just a bitch.
you kill the boss, and then you activate the pump, and he goes, great, now you can come back. Just take the elevator that comes directly up to my office.
Yeah. It's
like, you get a 100%. Like, it could have been done in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That's video games, man. Yeah. It's good that they make a joke out of that and lampshit it a bit, but games do that for real, and it's so annoying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like in Alien Isolation, there was a lot of retracing of steps, too. But yeah, I don't know. It looks like a good game, and I think the problem a lot of people have with it is just the price tag. If this game had been half the price, nobody would be complaining about it.
100% get this game at $30.
Yeah, 100% at $30.
It'll eventually be that much too. But for a single player game, that once you beat it, there's really no more value to it.
It has a roadmap, apparently.
Huh?
They've got more content.
They're going to be adding new missions every 3 months.
I'd imagine there'd be some apparently. DLC.
And then one of the DLCs is writing the mech, because you can't write it yet. It'll be one of the DLCs.
Ray, what?
This is definitely a mature rated game, right?
Oh, very.
Okay.
Very. It's super graphic. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, and there's people shitting and pissing and a bunch of curse words. And,
okay.
Yeah. It's weird. No titties. I would expect titties in this game.
Yeah, they all melted off in the war.
Probably.
What weapons are you finding yourself using the most?
Just the battle rifle.
The assault rifle. You spec'd it all the way out, huh?
Yeah, that one and the shotgun.
The shotgun is fucking dope.
Well, the shotgun's the best. And then plus, that's so Doom-y.
Yeah. Are you using the grenades or the
grenade.
Oh, okay.
Grenades. I'm not using the boomerang thing.
I'm trying to level up the boomerang thing, so I'll let you know how that goes. Anyway, we're having fun. Don't pay $60 for it.
No.
All right.
And I find the AI doing stupid shit sometimes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, dude.
There's no stealth at all.
This game would be so worth $60. Just give us more fucking story, not 10 hours of story. That's it. That's the only part.
And well, it says 9 on time to beat. It says 9 to 23 hours. So I guess there's a lot of extra stuff to do. But you really judge a game by its main content, like its main storyline.
And one quick question before we move on. Warconius in chat asked how the driving was in this game.
Oh, legit. It's fun. There's
on the first one, there was a big emphasis on racing. It was almost
so they have the racing
a
here,
racing game.
They have the racing, and then they have the mutant bash, and the racing is legit. It's pretty cool. I think it's fun. There's like 10 to 15 vehicles, motorcycles, tanks, and a flying drone. Well, obviously,
It looks like the wing stick is back too.
Yeah, that's what it's called, wing stick.
Wing stick. Yeah, sorry. I'm leveling that up.
I haven't tried it. It's funny because when I grabbed the grenades, I didn't know what button to press for the wing stick, so I never gave a fuck about it again.
If you catch it, you don't use it. Like, it goes back in your inventory. So it gives you. It's almost like a mini game within shooting everybody in the head, where you're trying to catch the thing when it comes back.
Every post-apocalyptic wasteland always has to have a boomerang, sort of boomerang so dope, element because of Mad Max too.
Yeah.
The combat's fun. The thing is, the combat's really fun. It's super fun. The game is
that's the
funny.
Driver of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just so quick. It's so fast. Just like blowing up someone, and then you jump in the air, and then if you go if you aim down sight, it'll slow down, and then you just jump down and fist bump the ground or whatever the fuck it's called, ground pound. Everyone blows up, and then you keep shooting with your shotgun. It's super fun.
She asked if there's stealth. It's like, whatever the opposite of stealth is, that's what's in this game.
Yeah, yeah, there's no such thing.
It's just chaos. Okay.
There's a spec.
And way too many bad guys. Don't you think that, like, where are all these people?
Sometimes, there's
clearly not enough beds for all these people. Like,
I run out of bullets.
Keep rolling out, yeah.
I do run out of bullets. And
that's another thing.
There is a
XP
perk.
You have to go pick up, and it disappears. That's another reason for you to keep running.
Yeah.
It wants you moving forward.
It's instant.
And then my question, you mentioned that there's way too many enemies. Do you have to kill them all? Or is this something you could run through?
No. You have to kill them all.
You have to kill them all.
Like, in order to open an arc, it'll tell you.
But it's fun killing them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, there's bosses on the roads, too. So when you're driving, you see these big-ass, like, convoys, and they have a bunch of vehicles, so you destroy all the vehicles around it, and then the big, like, semi-truck thing has, like, weapons and missiles coming out of it and dropping grenades on the ground. It's really cool. Like, all that's super fun.
So you're always rewarded for the combat that you get into. Because I feel like in Borderlands, sometimes you'll get into these fights that last a while, but you virtually get nothing out of it. It's just like a random sparse fight.
And you can upgrade your vehicle, too. So the vehicle's also upgradable.
You can spec into that, too.
Yeah.
Basically, anything in the game can be. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do, you can do it.
There is a stealth perk, which is just, if they haven't seen you yet, you shoot someone and time slows down.
You do more damage on the opening shot.
That's
about it. And then it's chaos after that. All right.
Cool.
All right. So let's talk about Epistory Typing Chronicle.
I'll be
back. I need to pee. Hold on.
The Bobby title.
I actually need to pee.
Change of pace here. little change of pace here. But this game, all right, I'm going to do my best to describe it and not make it sound boring. But this game I was very impressed with. It is a typing game. But it is also an adventure and a puzzle game. And this is probably the best typing game I've played since
graphics.
House of... Oh, yeah.
It does have graphics.
Yeah, guys, don't get it twisted. He says it's a typing game, but it has graphics.
Bobby, do the windmill blades spin? Or are they just stationary?
What windmill blades?
There's a windmill. I saw windmills.
Things happen in this game. Let me see if there's a video of it. But it's the best typing game I've played since Typing of the Dead, really.
It's beautiful. If you played that one, origami.
It is very much like origami. So the whole world is built out of paper. It's like book pages that unfold and then pop up and then become colored and build this beautiful world. Now, it looks like the Unity engine to me, so it's not the best graphics, but it's serviceable, and it does kind of chug along a little bit, but the graphics are just fine. So every single puzzle that you walk up to, you have to solve by typing in words. It's pretty standard. It's a lot of exploration, running around to different worlds. There's like an ice and water world. There's like a electricity world in a factory. This is the one I'm on right now, the one where everything's dark and you have to light things up. But the combat, of course, is the best part here. So what you'll do is you'll get into these areas where all these bugs start approaching you, and you can reposition yourself to get farther away from them, but you have to type in words to shoot at them to make them go away, just like Typing of the Dead.
But I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
Pretty sweet.
It works, but here's the difference. This is what makes a game so much better than Typing of the Dead in regard to the combat. You earn different powers. You earn an ice, fire, electricity power, and you have to switch to those ones to kill certain types of bugs. Not only that, but the different abilities that you get have different benefits. So the fire one will slowly burn away. So if I shoot one guy one time with the fire one, and then I start working on the other side and shooting other guys, by the time I get back to the first guy, he's probably burned to death because of the fire. The ice one freezes him in place, and the electricity one, I think, is my favorite. It arcs, so it'll zap people next to it, and you can switch between them depending on your situation. So there's a lot of thinking and like real-time problem solving to these battles, which actually make them pretty difficult too. Like, I've encountered some that I haven't been able to beat yet. There's also a skill tree, so you're leveling up your abilities, you're leveling up being able to move faster, and
you're kind of selling me on this thing, dude.
It is surprisingly good. And the way I found this game, it just popped up on Steam, and I was like, what is this actually kind of looks interesting. I read a little bit about it, and I'm like, this really looks interesting. I'm going to try this out. I started playing it. I'm like, damn, this is really good. And I think it's only $9, $10. $15.
I notice on the bad guys, there's a big word and a little word. What's the difference?
So obviously the big guys have big words, and the little guys, they move faster towards you, but they have smaller words, and some guys have multiple words. So the big word that you see, the one that's in larger font, is the one you have to type first. That goes away, and then the second word pops up. You have to type in that to
hit
them again.
It's like getting rid of their shield or something.
Yeah, exactly. But like I said, if you have the fire one, it'll burn that second word off, and you can upgrade your fire one so it burns faster. And some of these, like I said, were very difficult, and the words that they use also align with
whatever you're doing. So when I'm in the electrical factory and I have to hit the switches, it's like spark, zap, you know, it's like, where does that tie into that? When I'm in the caverns and the mines, it's like shale, limestone, you know, it kind of goes along with
That's cool. Better than just being random bullshit. Like,
Typing of the Dead. And Typing of the Dead, I do enjoy that game a lot. But that game's very linear, right? It's just like you're on rails, you get coasted around, and then you have to type in words really fast, and that's it. It scales in difficulty, but that's really all that changes. Like, this one, there's a lot to it. This is the most in-depth, complex typing game. It is, dude. This is as good as it gets. Yeah. I mean, it's $15, but you can definitely find this game on sale. And, you know, with the Steam sale coming up, the historical low price was $3.50. And I think on Steam it was $6. It's totally worth it. I was really impressed with this game. It's about 6 hours long, and I'm about maybe 4 hours into it. And totally recommend it. Wow. The story is not great. Like, nitpicks, okay, the graphics chug a little bit, probably just some optimization issues. But the story is very vague, and it's like a whole amnesia thing, right? You wake up in an area, you can't remember who you are. You're a girl riding a fox, and you've got to, as you walk around, like, text will scroll out over the ground, like right here.
Well, the entire world is made out of books.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll kind of, it'll say things, but it doesn't really tell you much. It's all really vague stuff, you know? It doesn't really... It's not like plot points that move the story forward. It's just kind of just narrative setting, I guess. But
When Craig finds out that somebody's been talking about his game, he's going to be so happy.
Craig being the one guy who's excited about this game?
No, Craig being the developer, probably. Oh. I'm just guessing.
who makes it? Fishing Cactus.
Oh, man. I heard they make great typing games.
DLC?
I don't think so. There might be like a soundtrack. Oh, they've made other games. Caps Lock's Day Bundle. Maybe those are just all typing games. Type Fighters, I've heard of that one. I don't know. Maybe I'll check out more of those. But I was very impressed by this game. Yeah, there is a soundtrack DLC.
Up next, the review of TurboTax.
it's better than Nitro Type. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
No, actually, the graphics look pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad. They're like, for what they are, they're pretty good. Yeah, Epistory Typing Chronicles, check it out. All right, Division 2. There was a new raid.
So the raid, yeah. So
the raid.
So we spoke about the raid last week a little bit, that we were going to start doing it. This is just a quick little.
Is this their first raid?
Yeah, the first raid. It's pretty funny. So came out this week or last week, whatever you want to call it, and it got beat by PC gamers first, and then it took a whole, and then nobody on console could beat it until I guess last night or this morning. They finally, console players finally beat the
Division 2 raid.
What's the headcount for this raid?
Did they have to change people. The game?
Okay,
which is neat because it's always been four people squads.
It's nice that it's challenging then if console players are having a hard time.
So they're saying that it takes two to 3 hours to get to the boss, and then the boss is super hard. It'll take you a good amount of hours to beat. I can't imagine just the chaos of having eight people. It looks so intense, man.
So did you play this raid?
No. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because where's all my DLG clan at? It's, you know, we're trying to get a group together, and yesterday I think we only had four, you know, which, you know, was neat to play regular missions, but we want to see who's ready. Like I said, we'll help people out to gear up, but as long as you're 500, you get some good gear, we'll go in and try to beat at least, I think there's four to five bosses, I believe, and each boss has really good drops, and the last boss is supposed to be like, you know, the craziest one, but man.
It does look pretty chaotic with eight players there. It looks like they're split up into two groups.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means anything.
But yeah, they're saying it's around 3 to 4 hours to finish this raid.
Damn.
Yeah. And like, you have to have your teams, you know, you have to have the dudes, you know, probably one squad focusing on the boss, everyone else like for the mobs. It's a real raid, man. And we actually have to learn it and go full out.
Yeah, and it's difficult because, did you talk about the console thing?
Yeah.
So it really is difficult. Like, I feel like when raids came out in WoW, nobody expected them to be done in the first day.
Yeah.
Like, you have to figure them out and learn them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for this game, everybody just assumed you should be able to do it in the first day. But no, if it's a real raid, like a MMO raid, you should have to learn it. It has to be difficult. Everybody has a role. It has to be managed correctly.
So that's my question here. The raid bosses, do they have certain...
mechanics, right?
Yeah, mechanics that you have to follow in order to... Like, if one person fucks up or if one person doesn't do their job.
I don't think it's that crazy, like, memorization. Okay. Like, WoW. You know, because WoW's like, if you don't stand there, you fuck up the whole, you know, boss fight. Mm-hmm.
But they do have... stuff like that.
Yeah, they do.
I imagine if a boss had like a certain point that if you overshot him in a certain area, it does something.
Yeah.
For an FPS, I wouldn't imagine like what type of shooter mechanics you could really involve.
Wow, there's
other than movement and placement and or focus firing.
How is that a thing? They say they beat the raid this week already in 23 minutes. That's probably some super geared out, ridiculous clan.
Or they found like a workaround or something.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
I found some whiskey. So happy.
23 minutes. That seems pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it's fun, man. It's fun. Let's get a raid together. Let's get a full squad.
But what about bullet drop? And what are your plans to curb?
Well, that's a beautiful thing about the fact that this group can beat it in 23 minutes, even though you said that this usually would take anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. It just shows when you have a cohesive group working and a well-equipped group, and that's kind of what the beauty of raiding is in MMOs. The better your clan or your guild or and your teamwork and makeup is, the easier the raid is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that kind of proves it right here.
And the better organized you are.
Absolutely. And when you find out the certain tips, the tricks behind...
these boss.
Yeah.
Each room.
And like just rolling through it.
Yeah, that 23-minute run was probably their 8th run.
Well, it's because they have guys that are super geared up where they're doing 2 million DPS, you know, when like my guy's doing 600,000. And I'm pretty geared up. But these guys have so much DPS because every piece of their armor is beautiful. It's like it's all because if you have 2 pieces of one armor, 2 pieces of another one, 2 pieces of another one, you get certain bonuses. Stats. And then you can modify each piece of armor, all of it. And then some pieces of armor, it's the same armor, but it'll have 3 slots instead of 4 slots.
And they're min-maxing, right? They're like...
And these guys are maxing. These guys are finding... These guys are like farming until you find that one perfect piece of armor, which is that level with this many mod slots. And it has these like stats in it already. And then if it doesn't have that stat, you can find another piece of armor and you can put it on there. But you get rid of another one because you have...
Kind of like
sounds like Diablo 3.
Modifying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bobby, one last question about the typing game. Mm-hmm. Can I learn to type better with that if I put it on easy? Is there difficulty settings?
I don't think there were any difficulty settings. Amelia?
If you're finding it hard, then there's no way.
Here's the thing. There's hard parts, but mostly it's pretty easy. And the typing portions are pretty spread out.
I'm terrible.
No, dude, I'm telling you. There's a lot of like 3- and 4-letter words that are pretty good. Here's the thing, dude. Like I was playing this and there's like 3-4 letter words. They start coming in pretty fast. I'm like, all right, this is getting kind of tough, but I made it go over that wave. And then all of a sudden it's like some medical word that's like 26 characters long. I was like, what, really? Yeah. So there was only one that I couldn't beat, but I think when I level up more, then I'll be better at it. And I may have to just get better at switching between my powers and doing it. Like there's more to it than just typing, which is the cool part.
Yeah.
But it does double as typing practice.
It's so funny. He's talking about a AAA title over here, Division 2 coming out with brand new DLC, and I'm like, excuse me, hot chick, let's talk to this nerdy girl in the fat chick in the corner. I missed what you said earlier.
What's your WPM, girl? What's up?
Yeah. All right, Forager. Who's been playing Forager?
I have been playing Forager. I have been only in the mood to really play competitive shooters lately. I'm still on Apex and Counter-Strike, but I needed something in between, like when I'm just like, I need to stop being so sweaty right now. I got to stop trying hard. Got to stop being competitive. Turn it off. And because Ray was talking this game up so much, I decided to purchase it and try it out myself. I like it.
It's cute.
But I'm not addicted. I'm going to be up all night playing this game. It's a good, for me, it's a good 20, 30 minutes at most. And the nice thing about it is that there's no, what do I call it? There's nothing that stresses you in regards to getting something completed in a certain amount of time.
Nothing has
to
get done.
Yeah, and there's mm-hmm. not even a certain way to...
I got stressed.
Play the game, because the game doesn't set you up to, unless you've played it already, to spec a certain way, to do a certain anything. It just kind of lets you learn on your own pace. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you could really play this game at your own pace and with different intentions, whether it's making as much money as possible so you build up as quickly as possible, or if you're like me and a little OCD, kind of like not moving on to the next island until you kind of figure out exactly what one island did for you, or if you want to build up something.
Oh, gotcha. Feel like some of the islands can't be figured out until you have maybe some. I'm guessing. Can you figure out any island as soon as you get to it? Or sometimes you need something to come
puzzles
back to it.
There are puzzles if you get stuck.
Yeah, because there's some islands I can't touch until I get other islands access.
No, like...
Or equipment.
Or
resources. Equipment. You need certain resources produce certain equipment that might assist you in a certain manner.
There's probably 6 different ways to get gold in this game.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea. And you can do them all, or do you just focus on one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think... really cool.
And it's really interesting because certain elements of the game and how to play it don't get unlocked until you level up. But the thing is, you don't get to see your skills before you unlock them, because they only branch out from what you currently unlock or you have existing. So if you think, I don't even, like, for instance, I unlocked farming and I don't know how to farm. I haven't even done it once. Yeah. And I was like, that was a waste, you know, when I could have like focused more on the foraging side economy side. And, but I do like it. And I'm pretty sure the game, since there's really no timeline to get something done, you could probably just max your character out and eventually unlock everything. And there's a lot of fun because you are always doing something that's going to build up into something else.
Yeah. There's 64
you're not really
levels.
Wasting your time, even though you're doing a lot all the time. You're nonstop doing something.
Yeah.
I do like it though. It's really cute and it definitely has the RPG elements to it. I was playing this and my nephew was watching my stream and he helped me unlock a puzzle, and he's 11, he's 12. I couldn't figure it out. And then he just like, I was like, did you look it up? He's like, no, I just could tell. And so it's like simple puzzles, but,
the golden egg. Did you get that one? That quest? You have to go get a golden egg.
No, not yet.
No, I didn't get that one either.
You didn't get it either? It was one of my first ones. See, that's the randomness of this game.
Oh, okay.
I'll just spoil it for you guys.
Yeah.
I was like, where the fuck am I going to get a golden egg?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you poke a chicken, you get an egg.
Yeah.
I was like, if I poke enough chickens, I'm going to probably get a golden egg. So I'm running around just poking chickens. And and eventually, like the 30th one that I poked, I got a golden egg.
Oh, shit. No. Yeah.
I know what you mean by annoying trees, because I did get a quest where I have to get tree sap, but I don't think I can actually get tree sap unless I level up my character.
To be able to plant
a tree.
There's no trees.
To do something, to get tree sap. And then I had the tree scroll and I kept on overusing it because I didn't know what it did. And then I was just trapped in trees. And I was like, I don't want to spend the next 5 minutes chopping down trees. So I was like, this is a good time to stop.
That's why.
It's definitely a game of learning. But you're consistently growing and expanding.
But that's how I would get stressed.
Yeah.
There's so many trees. I'm like, fuck. And I would go and take them all out.
That is something that did bug me a little bit when you go back.
It's not really good for OCD gamers, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Because everything grows back.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave an island for too long and then you have to traverse that island, you got to chop your way through that motherfucker.
I think there's a way to, I don't know yet, but like I've seen people play, and some islands they never get any more trees. It's all clean and pretty, and so maybe there's a way to make that island just not
poison it.
Yeah,
Roundup.
I don't know. Something.
Isn't that stuff giving people cancer now?
Isn't
it about that?
Is,
yeah, they're getting sued because people.
Oh yeah. Some guy got
their
2 million, million, 2 million,
dude.
The dude,
it's a pretty big deal.
No, there's a guy that's a gardener, and he was working for the school, and he was using that, and he said that was getting him cancer.
Wow.
And I guess it was.
Oh, no. But Monsanto lost a huge $1 billion lawsuit recently. Anyway, has nothing to do with Forager. Let's move on.
Yeah. Forager is adorable. I definitely recommend it. great downtime game.
CSGO got an old map and put it in the new shit, right?
Yeah. So Apex has died off for me, but I still play it every now and then. But I don't get excited to play Apex. I'll just play it when there's really nothing else to play.
Gee, let's talk about that for real quick. They're not putting content in fast enough, right, to keep people...
They haven't put shit.
Yeah.
Right? It's basically almost the exact same game that came out originally, except for there's a new character.
One character.
Yeah. That's the only thing that's changed.
And the
battle over pass. The last 3 months.
Well, it might change when they do the new season or the new battle pass. Yeah. Might add something there.
But that's the biggest problem with the game is this. There's no growth, correct?
Nothing. Well, it's still just as fun to play, but there's not... Right now, it's just... I don't know. It's...
No new weapons. They added one weapon like a couple weeks after when the game was launched. That was it. A new character a month later, 2 months later, and
it's a good pick up and play now, Apex. I feel like I couldn't play it more than an hour. I feel like
no, me neither.
An hour or two at most. So I'm getting back into Counter-Strike, and it's been since Apex has come out. I dropped Counter-Strike, and then since getting back into it, I realize how far behind I am to what I believe my ability in playing this game was. And I am playing it to the point where I really want to get back to where I was before Apex came out. And I'm having a lot of fun doing it. The only thing different that I'm really doing right now is so if you don't know, D Vertigo is now in the competitive pool. Mm-hmm. It was really weird for me to see that. I would never queue it. But ended up playing with some friends who had it queued, and I was kind of trapped into playing D Vertigo. D Vertigo, it's a skyscraper under construction. It's a much smaller diffusal map than any of the other maps that are offered on the competitive pool. But it's not a new map. This has been out since 1.1.
So I used to play this map with Navi back in Counter-Strike 1.6.
Yeah.
And we used to play Scouts and Knives.
Yeah, so it's definitely more of a deathmatch. I would say almost like a VIP match. Community type of...
The reason for
assault. Map. Yeah.
For assault.
And it's always been...
No one plays this map, dude.
Yeah. So playing it competitively for the first time ever and never having played this map in a long while, I think the first thing that happened to me was I went up a couple of stairs and I didn't even know someone could be behind me, but I got shot in the back of the head. Map awareness. So I was playing a map that I had zero map awareness. I think by we won the match, but by the end of the match, I was like, I had one kill and nothing, and all deaths. It was so pathetic. And I kind of was doing it on purpose because it wasn't like I could take this map so seriously. So I was just running around, really just doing quirky things. I'm like, how did I die? I fell through the elevator shaft. I've never fallen to my death in a competitive match on accident.
I don't think I ever have either.
Yeah. I was like, don't fall. Oh, I'm safe. I'm fine. But then I stepped backwards and then I fall to my death.
Did you fall because you were feeling vertigo?
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't know what direction I was going.
No, I have fallen to my death playing train. But I was low health.
Oh, and you're up on one.
But like falling off the map, falling to your death.
Now, when I say what I remember about this, we're talking about like over 10 years ago, I think. So I remember that at the very end, there's a ramp that goes up to one of the bomb sites. Uh-huh. And that would always be a kill box. It was really bad because the defending team can surround that ramp and just fucking, it's bad for them.
Yeah.
It's bad for the attackers.
Yeah.
And it always seemed unfair. And the other thing, there are a lot of vents. And I think that's how they're getting behind you, right?
There's no vents in this one.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of places you could climb and everything else. It's definitely a tight... it's a tighter map.
It's kind of good.
It's multiple levels.
In a way. It's like it's not like everything else.
Yeah.
At least.
It's weird, dude. I've never in the history of Counter-Strike have you ever played Vertigo as a can't even say the word right now.
It was just so funny because I didn't know any call-outs, and it was just like we were goofing around virtually the whole time. I can't believe we won. I can't believe I only got one kill. The entire competitive match, or I got multiple kills, or we were just team killing and jumping off the map. It was a lot of fun to play. I would be happy to actually learn this map. So I'm kind of glad that, yeah, so now that's in the competitive pool. So I will be playing more Vertigo, be playing a lot of Counter-Strike as well, and I'll let you know how that goes. Right now I'm Gold Nova 2. I think the highest I've gotten was like GN4 in this since the new patch. So I'm going to be trying to climb my way back up.
The shitty thing about not knowing callouts is you can't make them nor understand them.
Yeah.
When they're like, it sucks.
Yeah.
It really makes all the difference. Just having map awareness. The one
Bobby,
guy that,
CS:GO, you gonna load that bitch up?
That would be hilarious.
But Bobby,
I would be just as bad, if not worse, than you, dude.
But no, if you guys haven't played a competitive Vertigo match, I recommend doing it just for the lulz and the WTFs. It was different doing it, but I enjoyed it. It was fun.
I want to.
They have changed it.
I want this, and I want
they improved it. It's remodeled a little bit. So.
I want this, and then I want CS Italy to be made into like
Italy's great.
Yeah,
that map was the best.
Italy's fun
back in the day.
Italy,
chicken
is
physics
a lot of
are
fun.
Awesome. Chickens.
The thing with Vertigo is like I felt like
Aztec.
I was at risk to get charged off the building.
Aztec.
I was like, this is not the right.
That was a good map.
I'm playing Counter Strike. I'm not playing Left 4 Dead, but at the same time, I felt vulnerable to chargers, even though there aren't any chargers in the game. So it was a good. It was fun.
I want to play this. That's cool. Vertigo.
What's next, Bobby? Oh, Padres. I was coming home from work, tired. It was like 6 o'clock, and my buddy calls me. He goes, "I have $500 tickets to the Padres game. Do you want to go?" I was like, "Fuck yes." He's like, "But we're leaving in half an hour." And I was like, 45 minutes from home. I'm like, fucking cutting people off, trying to get home. You know, I got home and I got there in time. They weren't happy with me being late. But anyway, we make it. And holy shit, every once in a while, it's nice to see how the other side lives. You know what I mean?
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
We have our own entrance. Once we get inside, it looks like a hotel, not like a stadium. There's like wood paneling, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We're guided to this, like, a buffet area that has all top shelf food. It's not craft service or anything. It's like, it's prime rib. There's chefs and they're serving you just like a Vegas, like a high end Vegas buffet.
Nice.
And then, after that, oh, by the way, free drinks the entire time, anything you want, open bar.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were drinking, we're eating. Then we go to another room that has a similar buffet, but it's all desserts and treats and not just like one or two things. You can take bags of shit. If you had a backpack, you just stuff your backpack full of stuff. But trying not to be the Mexicans that we're just like, just take one bag, just one bag. So, you know, we had all kinds of shit. Like, if you could think of it, not only was there M&M's, let's say, there's one of those things where you open the chute and the M&M's pour into whatever you have, like that,
like and a froyo dispenser.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
so then, and that's in this all, we have all private bathroom and like kind of meeting area, whatever. Then you were that all of that is maybe 10 feet from our seats.
Bidets, so, in the bathroom, just kidding.
No, actually, that was the worst part. There was only one toilet for like
no, there's more.
40 guys, maybe.
Wow, like that. 40?
Yeah.
There has to be a bathroom Yelp. That needs to be a thing.
I've thought about that a lot, too, especially when I was Uber driving.
There needs to be a website where, the nicest and the worst restrooms.
Now, we had super nice bathrooms, but, there just wasn't enough bathrooms for all the guys.
Yeah. Sometimes there is urinals in the
Then, once you get to your seat, I was on TV the whole time, or half the time, because I was right behind home plate. I was four seats back from home plate. So, the entire time, they're like, dude, all we see you is stuff in your face. Anything from the menu on, like the vendors, it's all free. I made myself sick eating, dude, because it's all name brand shit. There's Phil's Barbecue. I had carne asada fries from Lucha Libre. I had prime rib nachos from like some other place. It was fantastic, dude. And the game wasn't bad. And we won. It was like, it was competitive.
On Thursday night?
Yeah, I think the first game of the Pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Kinsler...
Oh, yeah.
A little explosion there.
So there was a chick there with me, and the chick knew everything about baseball. So I'm asking her questions because I don't know very much. And she's like, this fucking tool. I fucking hate this. She's saying loud enough like he could hear. Like, we're right there, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, he's such a fucking tool. He always has a... Just fucking out of the park, yeah. Dude. And, like, everybody goes fucking nuts. It was, and what ended up winning the game because we won by one, I think. Mm-hmm. So it was awesome.
Yeah, I went on Friday. My brother bought season tickets. They're pretty good. They're behind the third baseline. But I was wondering if they were going to boo him because of that, because it was the day after that. But it not too much. He didn't get much.
Why would they boo him for...
Because when he knocked it out of the park, he turned to the fans and was like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Oh.
just blew up on him. Yeah, it was his whole
good.
Thing.
He fucking, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
It's a whole history. Like, he's had kind of a rough start, and the fans have been pretty tough on him, so he kind of blew up on him. But
yeah, his batting average is like 1.5 or something.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. 0.15.
Nice. Let's see. Oh, Jailbirds. What's up with that?
Oh, documentary, docu-series on Netflix about chicks in jail in Sacramento.
The real Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, the real one. And nobody... I, the whole time I was watching this, I hated myself for it. Because I'm watching chick drama, and I don't really like girl drama, but... I was watching it and I was
that girls club.
I was entertained, I guess. I couldn't pull myself away from it. Really? It was not that it was like super good. It was fitting a nice, I don't know. It fit in a nice.
Sometimes you need to watch that garbage TV, dude. I went through a phase like that with a lot of those TLC shows.
I wouldn't
shows.
Even say that it's garbage, really. But there was some really interesting things. So this jail is stacked. It's a tall. It's a 9-story building. It's
well, like
not
the one here in San Diego, downtown.
Yeah, it's this because this is jail, not prison, right? Mm-hmm. So they're waiting for, but people wait three and a half years for trial. Like, it's crazy. And sometimes you go to trial and they give you 2 years and you're like, oh, I already served 3.5. You're free to go. It's crazy. A lot of people that happen to. But anyway, the interesting thing, so it's 9 stories high. And because of that, because of the sewer system, goes straight up and down. Mm-hmm. They pass each other notes and talk through the toilets because there's men and women. And so they basically have like, I guess kind of like when kids put the two cans with the string connected, mm-hmm. but it's through the toilet. So they put like cups into the toilet and they talk to each other. And so there's relationships like, oh, I love you and all this stuff. And there's like relationships building. It's called On the Bull. Oh, I met him on the bull. It's fucking, you know, blah, blah, blah. Here's the other thing.
It's like their Twitter.
Yeah, it's like their Twitter. What's crazy about it is the men are above the women. So they can make something called a parachute that clogs the whole thing. And they can flood a particular cell if they're upset with that girl. So they kept flooding this one girl just over and over. Shit's floating around in her cell. And she can't stop it until they move her out of that cell. It's like, it's really interesting. That part was really interesting. And just, I don't know. It was entertaining. I'll give it
that. Wow.
Yeah.
I think that happened to me once when I was like in a bathtub with me and my little cousins. And then one cousin shit the bathtub.
Oh, no.
And then we were all sprawling like out of the tub because there was like a turd coming straight at us. It was haunting to say the least.
We took, so Mila started taking swim class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding you guys. This is not a joke. No hyperbole. Not because you just said that. 3 times in a row now at swimming class, we think the same kid took a shit. And there's turds floating around in
the, oh my gosh.
What was that movie where that happened? And the dude, it was a Snickers bar or something.
It was a Baby Ruth.
A Baby Ruth. What the hell was that? What was that movie? It was like an old
Sandlot?
No.
Could be.
No, too blue for Sandlot. Way too blue. No, it was like an old 80s comedy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and they drained the pool, right? And they found that
Thing about this sewer system. So in order to pass contraband to each other, or mostly it's just notes, it's not drugs. They have a rope, a really thin rope with a spoon at the end of it. And so does the other person. And then they have to coordinate their flushes together. And they go, ready, 3, 2, 1, they flush. They go down, they meet each other. The spoons wrap around each other. And then they figure it out. And so one person will bring the spoons up, put it whatever they want, pass it to the other person. And then now they have correspondence back between those two. And, dude, it's fucking whoever figured it out.
But that's really because they can't. see each other?
They're on different floors.
Oh, and then they never hang out?
It's because I can't text each
other. Not until they get out.
Can you imagine not being able to text someone?
No phone. They do have tablets.
Well, they should have thought about that before they went to prison.
They email every once in a while. That chick, oh man, that chick had the greatest stories. She looks
like she has good stories.
Yeah, she has good stories, man. She was telling the story of like when they arrested her this last time. She had her her dick strapped on her that she fucks her girlfriend with, and she's like, she was like putting her hands up, and she's like, my dong was just flapping around, and I was like, do you want me to take this off? And they're like, get down. I was like, I can't get down. It's gonna hit the floor. Like, and then I won't tell the other story. Just check it out if it sounds interesting to you. The other one's pretty gross.
All right.
No.
So, Ray, how did it go with Go Home Dinosaurs defense?
This is our homework segment where you play. Ray plays things he doesn't want to play.
I know. I
was whining about it. That's for
sure. It's what it's been, man. I'm going to do a little song for like a little jingle.
Ding, 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 ding. So, he had never played a fucking tower defense somehow. So
I never
so
have.
You gave him
you played Plants vs. Zombies,
yeah.
Right?
But that's
not, different.
That's not tower defense.
Yeah, that's not the same.
That's more.
That, those lasers were dope, though. I'll wouldn't be
call
honest.
It. I wouldn't call.
I always wanted to get a laser. It was cute in the way that you would go collect the coconuts. I thought that was kind of neat in order to build, because it wasn't just you have to wait till you kill someone and then you can start building more weapons. It was neat how. You collect.
It gives you something to do.
Yeah, gives something to do. So that kept me. That was entertaining. I wanted to put lasers in everything, and I wanted to put the freeze thing in everything. That was pretty much.
Freeze is good. The lasers are good for the small guys, but
yeah.
They don't do anything to the big guys.
But other than that, the DJ one was dope. That one.
What's he do? Slow him down?
No, it just destroys them.
He's got like an AOE.
Yeah.
In the late game, I use those meteor ones a lot.
It was pretty cool. It's okay. So I would never want to play this game ever again.
Was this your first time playing any tower defense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've always
seen them. Play my first experience was in real-time strategy games, the community maps. They had a lot of like tower defense maps.
That's how they started, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what tower? I don't know.
But did you play Defense Grid at all?
Yes, I played that this morning.
That's a really good game.
Because that might be more of a traditional
game. Yeah.
I mean, both of these are, but Go Home Dinosaurs is definitely like a little kid's type
game. It was, but it kept me like...
Why would you not play it ever again?
Oh, because I got bored.
What age group do you need to be in to
waiting,
enjoy that game?
Waiting for the
maybe
waves,
not even an age group,
which is not
like
for
a,
me.
Oh, there's
like a
almost
mobile
every game has a fast forward button.
The only thing, did that one have it?
Does it have a fast forward button, Bobby?
No.
What, Go Home Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. But, Tower Defense needs fast forward.
But the Defense Grid have
it? Yeah, it does.
I was
like
playing story
F or whatever.
I was playing
but the defense matter. Grid, you don't do anything while they're coming in, right?
I don't
know.
Maybe build more towers.
I was just building stuff and then I was
make money.
For people to die, and I was like,
"Oh, dude, there's a fast forward button."
The only thing that kind of had me going with Defense Grid was trying to get better, like more points than you.
Because it has a ramp.
Yeah, it stayed on there, so that was kind of neat. So I was trying to get more points, and then Tag Laura was on there too, and the Rubber Nuts, and
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I was trying to get more points than them, but some people had like way too many points, and I'm like, "How did you?" And I would replay the level, and like, "Fuck this! I want to get those points."
Yeah,
and I'm like, I just couldn't. So what the fuck were you doing to get that many points? Like you were hacking or something?
I am.
No, sometimes you can go to YouTube and watch the best strats. And it's all about strategy, really.
It's the placement. I've noticed that's just so much on the placement. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like you can have one turret just in one square, and just by moving it to the other one, that extra reach keeps that one mob from not. He's getting that one shot off.
Listen to the tower defense.
I mean, fuck this game. It sucked.
No, but I mean, like, you're realizing things that we've known for like 10 years because
I know. But like, I did like about Defense Grid. That was neat.
But this is like the baseline of tower defense games. There are so many alterations after this. There was the Orcs Must Die games where you set all this stuff up and then you have this third
person
combat. So you can upgrade the items that you set up or you can upgrade your character and you run around with a crossbow and shoot them. Same with
like a unit that goes down on there.
Yeah.
After you set up the towers, you say come in and then you're down on the floor fighting them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's another.
That's a little bit more on my...
Yeah, it was a good, it was a good mode for tower defense. Like, it added a little more to it. It's almost like there's a strategy side and then a, like an action first-person shooter side. So you're bound to enjoy one of those. Do you guys remember that game Rampart? I feel like we brought this up before, but that was kind of a tower defense game, wasn't it? Like, it. Back in the arcade.
Yeah, but it was versus tower defense.
Well, you play against the PC, pretty much. Yeah, we have.
I know that box art. Never played it.
Yeah, you set up your towers, and the boats would come in, and you'd use this little thing to try to shoot the towers. You build walls around it. I remember this in the arcade. Okay. It was one of those arcade games with that little rolly, you know, those other mouse, like the track wheels.
The golf games will always have those.
What did it say, Bobby? What was the word? It would actually talk. Rampart, I think.
Oh, yeah, I would say Rampart at the beginning of it.
Jesus.
It was when this came up.
Here, right here. Came.
Oh?
That's music, by the way, guys.
Maybe at the beginning?
I don't know.
I do remember that. It would say Rampart.
Yeah.
It was always weird to
And there was a mini Tetris game, too.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Great game.
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, for the time, yeah, that was an awesome game.
But see, like, that kind of game is kind of what I want to do. Like,
the first-person shooter or third-person?
Well, yeah, no, that's cool. But, like, building walls and, like, actual bigger defense, like, that's something that I've always wanted to play. I just never played.
You got to wait a month.
Yeah, fuck it.
What are we? Okay, so tower defense, yay or nay?
Ah, shit, dude. It wasn't that bad. Yeah. It wasn't that bad, but I got a little bored.
Okay. Well, with the fast-forward button, it helps a lot, dude. Because once you're set, what are you fucking just waiting for these things?
I was just fucking waiting.
No, that's bullshit.
But the good part was like, all right, that's my time.
Peace, I'm out. So I have a couple of ideas for Chi. One would be a sim game, like I was saying earlier.
Truck Simulator, the trucker simulator.
No, the one where you become a YouTube star. I don't even know if it's a good game. What are you doing, Bobby?
This was actually a good tower defense.
Yeah, I played that.
Castle Storm. Dude, this is a good tower defense game.
I played this.
This is straight up like Tank Wars meets... Yeah, they march in from each side, and you build up your fort on each side, and you get all these different upgrades, and
you start start throwing the guys down there.
I played this about 4 years ago, and I got like addicted to it.
There's a lot of versions. There's a lot of games just like this, but this is a really pretty one.
And it's a great version of it, too. Yeah, dude, Castle Storm.
Huh.
It's kind of tower defense, but...
Is it mobile, or...?
Looks a little warzy with the crosshair.
I played it on the Xbox.
Yeah.
I remember this.
The game that Jens plays all the time is kind of like that too. King Arthur's Gold. Yeah, low res though.
Yeah,
he's been playing that shit for years, dude.
Yeah, King Arthur's Gold. That's
and it just went free to play too.
Thought it always was.
I feel like I was like, why are you playing that again? And he's like, oh, it just went free to play. It's blowing up right now. I think.
Right. Can I just make this comment? I am so sorry about what you had to play. Go Home Dinosaurs.
Oh, and then like that. And the
problem
first
was
one,
I wasn't here last week.
And the first one I got was a point and click game that Bobby gave me.
Thimbleweed Park.
Thimbleweed Park. Yeah.
Classic.
Game of the year.
Game of the year for Bobby. Yeah. Totally.
So either a sim game like that, or I feel like she never plays platformers ever.
I don't.
Yeah.
So maybe like a Shovel Knight.
Guacamelee is free on Humble. The Humble
Guacamelee is good too.
That's free right now. It's a good one.
Why not Dead Cells?
I don't think anybody's.
No, that's a roguelike.
And it is a platformer, but
no.
It's too good of a game.
No. You got to play like Guacamelee is dope.
Yeah, but we've covered it. Nobody's ever covered Shovel Knight, I don't think.
No, and I've always wanted to know about Shovel Knight.
Hard, though.
I've always wanted to know about Shovel Knight.
Or Hollow Knight. That's a Metroidvania. She doesn't play those either.
Hmm. Does anyone have that game? I don't have that game.
I'll check. I have a bunch of games I don't even know I fucking had. Mm-hmm. Like that wizard game that I saw, Wizards of something. Fuck. It looks cool. Like some roguelike with wizards. It looks really cool. No, but that's not a platformer. That's just like I see games that I have but I have no clue I had.
Magicka?
That's not a platform.
I just want to go back and play.
Yeah. I don't know. So you guys pick. Those are my ideas.
Let's say Guacamelee. Do you have a controller? You have a controller, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That's fine. By the way, the Xbox One controller you gave me, how do I hook it up wirelessly to my PC?
Fuck if I know. It didn't come with a dongle, as far as I know.
Yeah, you need to buy a dongle.
I have a 360 dongle. It wasn't compatible with the Xbox. Oh, does it?
You need the new dongle.
Let me double check. Before you buy it, Chi, let me double check. Make sure I don't have it, because I bought it. Them. Oh, they don't come with them?
They don't come with them.
Do you own this game, Bobby?
The dongle.
I do.
I have
my library at it.
The dongles are different. You got
to
buy them.
We'll have to redo it.
The dongle's like 20.
Yeah, let me know, and then we'll.
Do we care if she plays one or two? Because I have both.
No, either one, I guess.
It's free right now. I'm a bundle.
I would play one because I think you might like it so much.
Oh, it's not free anymore?
No, I think that stopped the other day.
Guacamelee. What else? Wait, do you have it on yours?
Yeah.
No, yeah, he's got one and two.
Yeah.
And then I've got one. Yeah.
Do you have Origin Access?
Yeah.
Like the premiere one?
Yeah, I think it's on there maybe then.
Oh, no, they have. There's this other platformer that's really cool. It's about the little the yarn ball guy.
Oh, the yarn.
Oh, yeah.
That was supposed to be really good, too.
I played it. I covered it. I liked it a lot. Unraveled.
Unraveled, yeah. They have one and two, and it's on. Speaking of it, they added Tropical 6, Bobby.
Did that? You were saying that it didn't. You weren't able to get it.
No, I signed in, signed out.
It did work.
It worked.
Oh, man, maybe I'll have to get this now.
Yeah. They added Tropical 6, and they added...
That's going to be the killer app. Fucking God damn it. Maybe if they put some typing games in there, you fucking... God damn
it. Oh, I got Out of the Park Baseball 19. Mad Max, that's a good one. It's a bummer they're not going to add that Star Wars one in November.
No, they're not adding that. Yeah, they got to make money off that shit, dude. If they're not going to have anything, like any DLC, it's like they got to make money.
Yeah, they got to do something. There's some good ones in there. Yeah, I'll probably get it just for Tropico. I really want to play that. So which one do you want to do, Chi? Guacamelee or Unraveled?
I'm trying. No, I'm trying some.
I will try Guacamelee. It just seems like more finger work than Unraveled. Even though Unraveled probably has a really cute story. It's probably too chill.
It does.
Yeah. So Guacamelee.
Guacamelee is good. I don't even like platformers, but I did enjoy that one.
It makes me want guacamole, though. Oh, I'll be eating guacamole while
I can't even eat
game.
Right now. Oh, wait, did Emilio go?
All right. So
on
I will play
news.
Some guacamole.
Okay, let's...
And then we'll talk about it next week.
Let me make sure I write that down here so we don't forget, like we often do. Guacamole. It's hard to believe that game is like 6 years old now.
Yeah,
it's old. I actually got that on the Xbox. Actually, and it's time for another juice. Everybody.
How long is the game? Like, if
let's see.
I doubt I'll beat it. Like all of my other games, I don't play. But
it's a lot of backtracking into it. Cool.
7 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too long.
Okay.
If you race through it.
Do you think I should play the first or the second one, or does it matter?
I haven't played the second one, but I think it's better in just about every way.
It's got co-op,
one,
right?
One versus two. What's better on Guacamelee?
I played two solely multiplayer, and a lot of times playing multiplayer takes away from certain aspects of the game.
Mm.
Especially like kind of like coaching Sam throughout the whole thing. I think it's more good stuff. I would play one.
Okay.
Because it's not a bad game. It's a great game.
Okay.
And then if you love it, you'll have a whole other one you can play.
True. Okay.
Not the other way around, though.
All right. So first up in news.
A lot of news this week.
Yeah, good amount. There's a few articles about this. James Wan is going to be directing a new Mortal Kombat movie. This is going to be coming out in March 2021, and they're going to be filming it in Adelaide, Australia, which is rare. Movies never get filmed in there, so they were pretty excited to have a film set there. You know, it's a lot of business for them, good money. But this is going to be a reboot of Mortal Kombat, not a sequel. Well, they made two Mortal Kombats in the 90s. I rewatched the first one this week. Wow, man, the CGI in the mid 90s.
I know, right?
Because that's the same year as Judge Dredd.
Does Liu Kang come out? He turns into a dragon in that one?
Is
that
true? No.
No, okay. Reptile comes out, and Reptile looks horrible. It's looks so bad.
Bobby, before we move on, this guy, do you know anything about this director? Is he
James Wan?
Tried and true?
Oh, yeah. So James Wan got his start with the first Saw movie. That's where he really came into the scene. And he is Australian, him and Leigh Whannell. But James Wan also did the Conjuring movies, Fast and Furious 7. Like, this guy is he's pretty good. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
So this is, so I've got high expectations for this. I watched the old Mortal Kombat movie, and man, the fight scenes were just not good. I saw that movie in the theater, was very excited to see it, even though I wasn't a huge Mortal Kombat fan. And I remember liking it so much more than the Street Fighter movie, but it just did what the movie needed to do. You know, it kept to the video game. The characters looked like the characters. The whole point of the movie was them just going to an island and fighting in a tournament to mm-hmm. save the world. Like, it was just the Mortal Kombat story, that whereas so Street Fighter cool. had this whole complicated plot and, like, weird reasons for them to fight each other.
Yeah, that was trash.
It was pretty odd.
What had that second? What?
Who?
Huh? I know one where, what did you just say, Bobby?
What, about Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, so they all have to go to an island and
fight. Oh, it was Street Fighter, the one that they had a complicated story.
Yeah, okay. Mortal Kombat was just like, hey, let's get everyone on a boat. We go to this island and we're going to have a tournament. So, you know, here's the fight scene.
Just like you were saying when we were talking about Dragon Ball FighterZ, I think it's really hard to write. Like, you have so many major characters. Every character can be a major character. The main character, right? Mm-hmm. And then how do you write a story where they all intertangle and...
Yeah.
It's fucked up, man. Although, you know, another one, Bobby, I don't know if you've ever seen this. Street Fighter, the animated movie?
No, I haven't seen that.
One of the greatest animated movies I've ever seen.
Really?
It's really good.
Yeah. It's really good.
I'll have to check that one out. And that one...
You could do so much more with animation.
Wait, are you talking about the old one? Like, the really old one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. really old. Like,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Is it like 80s, 90s? Early 80s?
I think it was
early 90s.
I might have pushed it a little more. It's not one of the greatest ever, but it's good. The time,
is it the one with Akuma? Is that the one you're talking about?
I feel like
there's a really good Street Fighter movie with Akuma, like as the core focus. Like,
it's called Street Fighter, the animated movie.
Yeah, it's just
that was the one from the 90s.
It's the only one I've ever seen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. Starts with him fighting Sagat in the
Oh
no, never mind. This one's much different.
Probably the best Street Fighter movie that's ever been made, because they just
For sure. Yeah,
but I remember the Mortal Kombat movies in the 90s, really liking those, and I can't remember anything about the second one. But I rewatched the first one this week, and it was like, I mean, it was as good as you can expect from a mid 90s movie with those type of CGI effects. The fighting scenes were not that great, though. Like, they took a lot of shortcuts in there. The best one was probably this one right here, the Johnny Cage versus Scorpion.
What a great set, huh?
And this one was pretty good. And then the final fight with Liu Kang versus Shang Tsung, that one was pretty good, too. But that's the grand finale. Of course, it's going to be good. But this one, yeah, and they change settings here. Like, they start in the forest, and then they get knocked down in that hell area. And then there's some bad CGI at the end here.
It's not that bad, dude.
No, it's pretty good.
The set pieces are pretty actually cool.
Well, it is.
Here's the thing, man.
When he takes off his mask.
They do a lot of shortcuts here. They cut, like, before punches, and then they cut to another angle where the punch lands with the sound effect. Like, they do all the things that you do when you have actors who can't actually do the martial arts. Like Sonya, the person who played Sonya in this movie, she looked just like Sonya, mm-hmm. and she was like a famous model, I guess, but she couldn't fight. So, like, the her versus Kano fight was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was.
So when they reboot this movie, I'm hoping we have much higher. We got a Zolli shot right there. Nice. But there's a lot higher standards when it comes to martial arts movies these days. I just watched John Wick 3 this weekend, and I was like, holy shit, man. This is, like, to compare these two movies, like Mortal Kombat versus
Can we get a review on John Wick 3, please? Like, I talked about Jailbird, which is bullshit.
It was amazing, dude. Yeah, it was
amazing,
so good.
Huh?
It was so good.
I saw the training that Halle Berry went through. Mm-hmm. She looked fucking legit, dude.
Yeah, it's the same training that...
And she wasn't even in the movie that long. And they, dude, John Wick 3, they start out just balls to mm-hmm. the wall. Like, the first two fight scenes are so fucking
good. The library
good.
Like, scene, man.
The library scene so was good. Great. And the knives, I see that shit like... I was like, holy shit, dude. We're like 20 minutes into the movie.
So, Bobby, the second one sucked, I've heard?
No. Compared to the other... Not as good, but still, like, it's good. And what I love about those movies is they just pick up after each other. Like, the whole three movies takes place in the span of weeks, I think.
So he's been awake for
Dude, clearly. It's like one long movie, and they just, like, cut at the end of it. It's like almost a TV show, but I love those movies. They're great. But yeah, dude, Mortal Kombat still kind of holds up. I remember Annihilation being a little bit better. I want to check that out, dude. Goro
was
though.
It?
I don't know. I was like 13 when I saw this, so who knows?
I remember the movie started and like someone dies right away, like boom, done.
In Annihilation?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, let's check out Goro here.
No, I think Annihilation was worse. It was really bad. This one was all right.
Did but, Did they do him with claymation? It looks like they did.
No.
He's probably animatronics. He wasn't CGI, and you can tell it in the face. Like, he moves pretty stiffly.
Yeah, he looks like the baby from Dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Looks like that type of thing going on. You know who directed this movie, though? This was Paul W.S. Anderson, the guy who did all those Resident Evil movies afterwards.
I think Gore looks cool. I mean, for the time. Bobby, on the Joe Rogan subreddit, because Rogan's so into, like, futurism, and he takes all kinds, anything that comes out that's, like, cutting edge, like anti-aging stuff, he takes all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they're saying that right now the Joe Rogan 2045, is they're using Goro and putting his face on it because he's going to be like mutated super freak by then. It's pretty funny.
And
Goro Rogan, I think they're calling him. Goro
Rogan. That's funny.
Oh man, this is actually the worst one out of all the ones.
Let's go back to hardware really quick.
Oh my god,
what are you working on there? What's the whole plan? So what are you doing?
Oh, I need a... So I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago because I was getting a lot of gas, and I was like, oh, probably guess, like, gastritis or whatever. I don't know what it's called in English. But no, I was burping a lot, and she literally told me, you're full of shit, like, straight up. And I'm like, yo, I know, but, like, what's wrong with me? She's like, you're full of shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I supposedly have... They did x-rays, and then... I'm thinking of something crazy, like, oh my god, I'm dying. It's like, no, I just have a lot of shit in me. Wow. And I'm like, but I poop a lot, you know. I poop twice a day, enough, you know, I'm good. She's like, no, you're really full of shit, like, you just need to get everything out. And she gave me laxatives, and I guess it didn't really work that well either. And then she's like, you need a cleanse. So I'm doing a cleanse. It's a 3-day cleanse, and
all juice.
The thing is,
cold pressed juices, right?
Yeah.
So you bought a pack?
Yeah, because I...
What's the brand called?
I could have done it. Pressed.
Okay. Is that like a local
place? There's one in... It's like... I think they're all over California.
Okay. And then they told you what order to drink them in?
Yeah. And then the caps.
So there's specifically a breakfast. There's specifically a lunch.
It's every 2 hours.
Okay. I guess more on this next week when you're done with it.
When is this how I feel?
Because you're in the middle of it right now.
Oh, dude, it sucks.
Yeah.
This is the worst one. This one tastes like just straight up grass and ginger. It's just...
man. It's just the things we do. Mm-hmm. Look at Bobby. I don't know. He stays healthy all the time, man. Like, he never goes on diets.
Because he doesn't drink.
He eats burritos.
I mean, I've been eating pretty healthy lately.
Thin and fit.
Yeah. It's alcohol, sexy. Dude. Cut off alcohol.
It's the apex legend.
Yep. Oh boy. Okay. So, yeah, Mortal Kombat movie coming out soon. Excited about that. Australia, interesting place to film that.
Well, I mean, Outworld kind of looks. You can.
Did they film the Lord of the Rings movies in Australia?
It was
New Zealand. But not Adelaide, though.
New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand.
Yeah. I don't know what Adelaide is. Is that like very rural or is that desert?
It's one of the bigger cities in Australia, isn't it?
It sounds like.
I mean, it's not.
I've heard of it before.
But it's
might be in the south. I don't know. Where's rubber nuts when you need them?
Yeah.
I'm really excited for this Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah.
I'll go see it. Like, I'm excited for it. I like video game movies, and they're pretty good these days. And it sounds like they're going to put some effort in and actually do a really good martial arts movies. And that's what I was most disappointed about when I watched that 1995 Mortal Kombat movie. I'm like, there's not a lot of martial arts in this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a lot of, like, that fake fighting stuff that they do.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, even, classic John 90s. Wick 3 is like fake fighting, but still, like, you see the content. They don't cut every 2 seconds. You know?
Isn't Keanu known for, like, not doing press? But he's doing a lot of press for this movie.
I don't know.
I think he actually likes he's a very interesting cat, man. Yeah. He rides the subway. He gives away 75% of all of his money.
Yeah.
Like, he's a really interesting guy.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Is he ranked? Sorry.
No, what is he ranked?
No, sorry.
In niceness? I saw an article. It's funny that you say that. It said he quite possibly is the nicest guy on earth. So it would be ranked one. Yeah.
Oh, look. Nabi's ranked number one.
Elite, nice.
Damn.
And then Nabi in chat, thank you for the biddies. 1300.
Thank you, Nabi.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's this? Pretty Instant Karma?
I don't know. I didn't put it on there.
You said put it on the... Were you drunk? You said put it on the news.
What was it? Oh, no, not that, dude.
Oh, I thought that was that.
No. Never mind. No. Whatever you were talking about, you were talking about the Amazon game.
Oh my God.
And I said, put that on news.
No.
Anyway. All right. It doesn't matter. Move on.
That's pretty funny though.
So you'll have to explain this to me because I didn't read this article. Microsoft and Sony form cloud gaming and AI partnership.
Dude, think about it. Microsoft and Sony just got together to form cloud gaming.
Basically, Stadia. Red versus blue got together.
Yeah.
Just basically because purple showed up.
Yeah.
Like, so this is to combat Stadia.
You would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not releasing a lot of information on this yet. They did say that because there's like, they said, you know, even though we compete with a lot of things, you know, we still work together with a lot of other things. And this is going to be one of the other things we're going to start. They're going to rival.
Or try to.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know what's going to... But fucking, until we see Stadia, we don't know.
It's they want to rival AI. So yeah. Who would be AI? Was that still Google? I'm guessing Apple?
Yeah, Google probably
Azure.
Has DeepMind, I think, has the biggest... I don't know who the most powerful is because they're building them for specific tasks right now.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say who has the best AI, but there's the one... Did anybody listen to Rogan with the AI guy on there?
No.
Okay, so he said... Okay, so they made a computer that beat world chess champions years ago, like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then Go has more moves than there are stars in the galaxy. And so they thought it'd be a long time before a computer could beat the grand champions of Go. That happened like 2 years ago. And then, so that, it was called AI Go or something like that. And then they said they made a new one called AI Pro. So AI Go learned off of all of the games that's ever been played that's been recorded. It learned them, it saw them, it analyzed them, learned to play, beat the champions. The new one never was introduced to any game ever, just played games against itself for like 3 weeks and then beat the champions. Like, that's how fast AI is going. Like, it's fucking crazy, scary fast. So basically, one with no knowledge ever was able to beat grand champions in 3 weeks. And I think that's also a Google. I don't know who's in first place. And if I was in first place, I probably wouldn't let anybody know that I was in first place. That's, you know what I mean? Like, China probably has fucking something super dope.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be like, check out what we have, you know?
Well, anyway. Sony, Microsoft, CEO is right there shaking hands. They're like, fuck it. Let's take down
Google. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, dude. So it does make you think, though. What do they know about Stadia? They're like, oh, shit. They're about to fuck us up with Stadia. Let's team up. Come on. Let's get Nintendo. Nintendo was like, nah, fuck you. We're Nintendo.
Good luck fucking beating Google. Just because, right? they're so... It's part of life. Google's part of life. Mm-hmm. I gave my soul to them a while ago.
Your life. Mine's Apple.
No, but like when you Google something... You don't
use it. It's like, I use Yahoo search engine.
Yeah.
I use Microsoft Live.
Ask Jeeves. Ask Jeeves.
What's your Gmail? Or do you have Gmail?
Yeah, I have Gmail.
Of course. Yeah. There you go.
I also have my
bend over for the BG.
Well, my main professional email is my iCloud one.
Oh, I want to tell a story. I fell down the fucking stairs. It sucked. It was really bad. And I didn't know that I was bruised until last night.
Oh, my God.
I was walking around.
That means you and Sammy both almost died here?
Yeah.
You fell down the stairs here?
Yeah. Oh, her mom fell down those stairs.
And you guys don't even have a banister.
We don't have a banister, dude.
Oh, my God. You're going to die, dude.
Dude, we're going to die. So it's known in this house not to walk down the stairs in your socks.
Yeah.
I was in a hurry. I wasn't thinking. I was on my phone running down the stairs. Slipped like a goddamn cartoon. You know, the whole... Like, your heel kicks out in front of you and you land on your back.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with landing on your back is it's stairs. It's all fucking pointy things. Luckily, I didn't catch one in the back of the head because I probably would have got a concussion. I caught it on the shoulder blades, in the middle of my back, and on my butt. Basically, the best three spots I could have landed. It didn't feel good. I was on the floor fucking right. Like, fucking. And I got up like 20 seconds later, and I was... like, okay, it's not that bad. And then it got progressively worse. Took a bunch of Advil. I was okay. The next day, I was like,
damn,
really bad.
So now that you guys have fallen in the stairs, what precautionary measures are you going to do to help?
None whatsoever.
Her mom likes really shiny, lacquered stairs.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. No, back, this is back in the day, man. Christian had a video.
Christian's Sam's brother. Used to live here.
And he's like, oh my God, it's so funny. But it's kind of fucked up because it was when Sammy was pregnant with Mila.
Oh, yeah.
So she slips. And they had security cameras in the house because they're weird.
Gotta hope they don't have it still.
And the security cameras?
Some nasty shit in this.
No, house. No, it was here. It was set up right here. Yeah, security cameras right here. Yeah,
we ripped it out of the walls, actually.
Yeah. And yeah, there's a video of Sammy just like chilling and just slipped the same way you did. Yeah. But then she went down the stairs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pregnant.
I bounced and hit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's why Mila's the way she is.
And then Roberta's fallen. I've almost fallen here.
No, Roberta did fall.
Yeah.
She was in her negligee. That's the funny thing. Like, she was naked under. She fell all the way down. And then the kids ran out like, what's wrong? And she's like, go away. I'm naked.
Oh my God, dude.
Killer steps, dude.
Hey, we got more biddies from Incidus.
Incidus.
When's the next trivia night?
Oh, yeah.
When is the next trivia night?
Whenever you're ready for one of the worst hangovers.
I know. That's pretty bad.
Any Thursday.
No, seriously, when is it, Chi?
It's every Thursday at my bar.
Every Thursday.
And
you guys want to do this Thursday?
I can't Thursday. I have something going
on.
Bobby, would you go?
To a trivia night, yeah. Maybe.
Okay,
cool. They're fun.
Like, it's just like general trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would win.
I don't know how good.
We won last time with Beef there.
Fuck? Mm-hmm.
No, Beef's actually really good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't been on.
He was on right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just up there talking about Mortal Kombat.
He was in Palm Springs doing some gay old man stuff.
Gay old man stuff.
That's where you would do it.
Yeah.
When he said he was going to Palm Springs, we're just like, oh,
If they handed you a script for Mortal Kombat, like, I mean, for you to write it up, like, what? I don't even know where I would start.
Dude, see, I think the 95 one had it right.
Yeah,
like, just like, because
show
first,
up to an island and
like,
fight,
first
right?
First act, yeah, is very basic. Like, let's introduce all the characters, all their motivations, all their reasons, their relationships to each other. Somehow they all get on the boat. Some of them are voluntary. Some of them get trapped on there or tricked into being on there. And then, you know, second act takes us into the island, and then that's just like fighting, ramping up. Goro comes at, like, it's actually, the story is put together really well for a Mortal Kombat movie.
Enter the Dragon,
with like
basically,
Luke.
Yeah, kind of like Enter the
Dragon. Exactly, the Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
Well, have you played Mortal Kombat X? 10?
I think 9 or 10, I played one of those.
Like, the story modes are amazing. It's a really cool story. Like,
Definitely I didn't play 10, because the one I played, I was like, this is the worst story I've ever seen.
Oh, no, no. No, it's like, but it's like a movie. You're watching like a movie. And like the new one's actually like supposedly really good too.
That's good. More story in Mortal Kombat than Rage 2.
Yeah, probably.
I was looking at the character select scene for the first Mortal Kombat. The only place you can buy that game for PC is on GOG.com, by the way. Mm-hmm. Buy 1, 2, and 3 for like $6. But the character select screen, there's like 6 or 7 characters in the first Mortal Kombat. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Seven, like,
I was gonna,
six or
I
seven playable
guessed
characters. Nah, there's like,
isn't there like 8, 1, 2, 3, and then
nah, I'll bring it up. There's like
or 6. Wait, maybe no, it's 6. Like 4 and
no,
then 2.
No, Baraka's in
it's
there.
It's like 4 and then 2. No, that's 2. That's 4 and there's 2. I mean, there's 6 characters, I think. 4 on top, 2 on the bottom. Is it that?
No, there was like 3. It'll come up here when the screenshots come up on GOG.com. That's where I originally saw it.
What's going on with their internet?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Load of pictures.
I want instant pictures. Wow. I was up till like 5 a.m. last night.
Then what?
I couldn't go to sleep.
From the
sometimes,
pain?
No,
the humility?
No, I'm back.
The shame of falling down the stairs?
Was that
oh, similar.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, yeah. I
think you can unlock Shang Tsung, yeah. Right? Doesn't somebody take up that dragon symbol?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah.
Wow.
Now the first Mortal Kombat.
And 2 of them are mirror images
of
each other.
Scorpion and Sub-Zero.
Yeah. They have different eyes, man. Who knows?
But then 2, like, 2 really jumped up, right?
Yeah, a lot.
2 had a whole bunch
and
of
and that one had, like, a noob in there. You got
yeah, then it had the new boss. What was the Emperor? Shao Kahn. Yeah.
Shao Kahn came out.
I was
third
very
was the best
good.
One. Ultimate Mortal
very
Kombat 3.
I was very good at
Mortal Kombat 3 was the best Mortal Kombat.
That's the only one I got good at. I was like scary good.
Well,
and then I went to a fucking tournament, got shot down so hard I couldn't believe how.
Mortal Kombat was a very tricky game for me to actually really get down, like the fighting style. It's different.
Yeah, it's so different from Street Fighter. I just never got good at it.
Shadow Wolf was my guy.
Yeah, 3 was always the one I remember in the arcade. Man, 3 was just like everybody was crowded around that one.
Yeah, no, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 was my favorite one. Well, in that classic Mortal Kombat style fighting, you know, because now Mortal Kombat, it's way different. Now it's a combo mother, like, crazy game. Have you played any of the new ones?
Oh, yeah, there was a girl. Yeah, I've played, not extensively.
No 10?
No. Yet.
Like, it's,
I'll probably jump straight to 11
once it goes on sale. Yeah, it's a very, very combo-based game. Air combos, like, really quick. Nothing compared to what it was before. It's a whole different game.
So interesting.
Dude, I don't know why I can't get into it anymore. I can't get into combo-based.
Try it, but fighters. But it's like a combo-based more on the Killer Instinct, maybe not on the Ultimate Mortal Kombat. I mean, not on the Capcom or Dragon Ball Z Fighters type, where it's like too much happening on the screen.
Yeah,
and you need to flashy. Combo on top of a combo.
So this one you can actually control, but it's a lot of practice. A lot of practice.
It's so different. So I would say a lot of
like hitting someone, and as he falls, that little second you have to hit him, boom, send him back up. Like the chains with those
Marvel vs.
really
Capcom is like controlled chaos, right? Mm-hmm. And then like this game is kind of like in between, and then you could go to Tekken where it's very methodical and you have to remember every single button. And
Tekken or Dead or Alive, those games are really crazy fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, right. Are you going to pick up John Wick Hex for fucking $7, dude?
I might. It's tough because I don't know how good the game's going to be. I'd probably buy it just because it's John Wick. And it's, like I said last week, it's that guy who made Thomas Was Alone.
Yeah.
But
$7.
Still, I don't know. I'm like,
Satisfactory is cheap, too, then. I want to try that Satisfactory game, man.
Chi, what time are you off of work tonight?
I don't know.
So Epic Store has a sale right now.
Mm-hmm. Every game is $10. $10.
If it's over $15, it's $10 off.
Yeah.
Why buy anything on Epic to get it hacked?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you want to talk about that?
Fucking. I was getting home from work and then I got the first email. Your Facebook has been unlinked from your Epic. I'm like, what the fuck? And then your Twitch and then your Steam, and then I'm like, what the? And I ran upstairs, and they had already changed my username on Epic. It's now it's SK Mitchux. I don't know who the fuck SK Mitchux is. Fuck
you. Probably SK Mitch UK. Sounds like a British guy.
No. When I saw SK, I thought Team SK. So I'm like, what if it's one of the, you know, Team SK? That'd be cool.
No.
But no.
But you got your account back.
So the moment I get in, I change my password, went to two-factor like right away. And then that was good. And then I'm like, shit, I can't switch back to my username. And then I contacted the Epic, and then Epic's handling it. Instead of going, oh, you just want your username back? Cool, here you go. No, they're like going from like, okay, so can we have all your information? And I'm like, here it is. And I'm like, dude, but I'm past that. I already did. We're going to have to reset I already reset everything. I'm like, it's been like 5 days, dude, and I still can't get my fucking gamer tag back. I'm so mad right now.
Can you play the games?
Yeah, I can.
All right. I mean, that's all really matters. It's not like you're playing
things. I noticed on the Epic Store, they've added Heavy Rain, the Two Souls one. What's it called? Beyond Two Souls, and then Detroit Become Human. These are games that came out on the PS4 and PS3.
Yeah, I didn't think Detroit Become Human was going to be on PC.
Dude, they brought it to PC. That's awesome. That one I still haven't played. I played Beyond Two Souls and I played
Heavy Rain. Sequels of each other?
Or? No. Same developer, okay. Quantum Dream. But these games are intense, dude.
Damn, is that in-game graphics?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Detroit Become Human is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah. So when...
Is the thing over? Probably.
The sale, I think it's still going on, but...
Because I'm not seeing the prices that I was seeing the other day.
This game is worth $30, hands down, easy.
Yeah, with the discount, it's $30, right? Yeah.
Heavy Rain was a great game, I beat that one.
Heavy Rain was so good.
I wanted to play Detroit Become Human, but that was before I had a console.
So, like, Heavy Rain got popular because when the PS3 was coming out, there was a tech demo that showed some girl crying and getting really emotional. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I think the sale's over, man.
No, because
go down, Bobby.
It's not over. It's just on there. It doesn't show.
It was an interview.
She was talking into a mirror almost. No, it was the casting.
The camera.
Can you click on Shakedown Hawaii, Bobby?
If you click on it, it shows the price. The sale ends like in June.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Because this is the only one that I was looking at.
Yeah. So the developer, so Heavy Rain was so popular. I mean, it was so popular before it came out. The game came out, and it's one of those games where it's not a point and click, but because you actually use a controller, but it's kind of that same theme, I guess.
Yeah.
But really great storyline, ridiculously good. And it's one of those pick your side, pick your, you know, how you want the story to go.
It's a consequential type of game. Heavy Rain reminded me of Indigo Prophecy. And then L.A. Noire kind of took notes from this type of gameplay where it's all about, you know, like, just really looking into the like human interaction of things. And then just seeing the story unravel based on your choices.
That's so cool. The story can go so many different ways, man. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. There's like so many endings. Mm-hmm. And you get so caught up in the story. It's great game. For $10, I would get it.
Yeah.
She just did what Ray, what Bobby always does to me.
What?
Where you're like trying to find the words and you're like 15 words deep. And she's like, it's consequential. And you're like, oh, yeah. Just wrap it up in one word, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But so, the graphics are fucking phenomenal.
Looks good.
Phenomenal.
And this game came out long
ago. You're not playing it. It's not like an action.
Well,
you still
walk around.
Yeah.
No, yeah. You walk around. You look at clues. You have conversations. You investigate things.
Oh, my God. Walking around.
You're fucking
Kev, you ever
you're
seen
balls deep.
Go up a little bit, Bobby.
Like,
you ever seen a guy so sad to be in a room?
So this guy
round things.
So this guy's story is so sad, man. It's ridiculously sad.
I almost played this in one sit through.
So you guarantee for $10? I mean,
oh, fuck
$10, hell yeah.
It's an older game, but it's so unique in its own type of category of gaming.
Should we get into the
Jason? Oh, you remember Jason?
10 hours? You guys play this?
Oh yeah, I do. I do. Mm-hmm.
10 hours? That sound right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not sure if I did. I think I did
shorter.
Beat it in one sitting.
I feel like it's shorter. I think I beat it in two sittings.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, it must be good.
It's because the story's so good, you're hooked, and you're like, okay. And it's not too much, like, remember I was with Thimbleweed Park, I was super mad because I have to click on fucking everything. This one, there's not that many stuff to, like, you know, clues to pick up. But it's really a great game, man. Heavy Rain's really good. Beyond Two Souls, the story's it gets a little out there, but it's still also really good. And you're this girl that has superpowers. So imagine, so when you play Heavy Rain and you love it and you're like, this is a great game, you play Beyond Two Souls, now you're playing a girl that has like crazy mind powers, and that story's also really neat. Goes a little crazy towards the end, but it's still really, really, really fucking fun. And
it plays the same?
Plays the same way.
Yeah.
And then...
so they're good storytellers.
Yeah, great storytellers, great graphics.
And the Detroit one's supposed to be pretty good.
The Detroit one, yeah. That one's supposed to be the best one out of all of them.
Cool. Sounds good. Bobby, so, your time's running out to get this for half off.
Yeah, well, I'm just checking the release date here for John Wick. When is that? I don't know. We'll figure it out. But so they're having a big sale on the Epic Store. A lot of good games there. A lot of older ones. But some developers pulled out. One of them that I can think of was Borderlands 3 is no longer on there. So I didn't really read too much into this. But was Borderlands 3 actually $10 off on the sale?
Yes. So you could have pre-ordered it for $10 off.
But it's not even on the store period anymore.
Yeah, they pulled it as well as some other games.
The way I understand it is Epic Store took some liberties thinking that they could put everything on sale, and certain developers did not want to be on sale, and so they not only did they take off the sale, they just pulled their game outright, because I think it was probably the fastest and quickest way to stem the bleeding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, so if you're on sale and you don't want to be on sale, you just pull your product out of that store, is what you do.
So pretty much from now until the sale's over, you cannot pre-order Borderlands on anything on PC.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because I linked this. I was like, you can get $10 off. I should have done it while it was available. Not just that. So it doesn't end there. Bloodlines Masquerade 2 or whatever that is.
Yeah.
If you would click on the link, it would go to a 404 site, like a dead link, because they had already pulled theirs because they didn't want to be on sale either. So this goes on and on. There's probably about four or five different developers that did this exact same thing.
Not just that, you're also losing potential sales, period, by not even having your game represented.
Right.
And, or
so it was more important it was more important to them to not be on sale than to even sell.
I know.
Which is crazy. And it's interesting that so many did it. It must have been, it must have been some weird
whenever
stuff.
Whenever you put a game on sale, you permanently lower the value of that game just in everybody's eyes. Once you see a game, once you see Borderlands 2 on sale for $5, that then becomes the value of that game. And anytime someone sees it higher than that, they feel like they're getting ripped off. So I could understand why they would do this. But yeah, so Oxygen not included. That was another game that, that was pulled.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one we're waiting for? That roguelike first-person shooter? No.
Oh, that comes out like next week, dude.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I don't even know the name of it.
I posted it on...
Is that the one?
No,
definitely not.
No, I posted, you posted it the other day. It comes out...
God damn it.
Nick, I forgot what it's called.
All right. So,
that one looks cool. I want to play that.
We watched it. It was like cell-shaded first-person roguelike. And we this is everything that I like. You're on a space station, and you, there's infinite variability. And I was like, this is my shit. But... I don't know. I don't even know its name.
We talked about that 2 weeks ago?
No, further.
Like a month ago, a month and a half ago.
It was the day
I'll find it and we'll talk about it.
CES or whatever. It. We had the Goose Game Day also.
Oh, that was a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a fun
we got to find that out because I remember that was one we were all like, yeah, this game looks great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they pull it off.
Epic sale. Hopefully we'll grab some stuff there.
It's their first big sale. There's going to be growing pains.
And Ubisoft had a sale as well. I feel like everyone's trying to get in their sale before the Steam sale. That way, when the Steam sale rolls around, everyone's like, oh, I already have all these games. Aww. So that's probably a smart move on their part.
You guys texting is okay, as long as you're not texting each other.
I'm trying to find the name of that game.
It's work-related stuff.
Okay, next up, WoW Classic Beta players reporting features.
That's
as
so
bugs.
Funny, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's been spoiled with WoW the way that it works now.
I feel like you read more about it. So, yeah.
It's just, it's
quality of life. There's not a lot of quality of life things going on. And
like, fucking Marconius. Like, I actually played WoW Classic, the beta, because, like, I got one of those, When BlizzCon was happening, you were able to buy a pass that you can watch all the videos.
Yeah, right? And you get the playable demo.
Yeah, so I played the demo, and yeah, dude, I forgot how crazy
slow
it
everything is. Right?
Like I would run out of mana, and people were reporting those as bugs. Like, oh, my guy's running out of ammo too fast. I mean, out of mana too fast. So that's kind of wrong. Or they were saying that it was taking.
How do you get mana back?
Drinking, sitting down and drinking water. Remember, you would sit down and drink the
and you just wait if you didn't have any.
Yeah, damn. And you would like eat bread or whatever.
Because
you would conjure it,
dude. In modern WoW, you don't even need that, dude. Like the mage makes the mana biscuits. You don't even need it. You know, you respawn if you're out of combat. It's just like you're back.
Yeah. No, I remember people would tell me like before raids, like, hey, can you conjure up some biscuits and shit or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, for sure, dude. I would throw waters out. Who needs waters, guys?
Yeah,
I got the waters.
Now completely pointless.
Now,
but there's so much that you've forgotten about Classic WoW. When I sat down at BlizzCon to play it, there was a lot of things like that, and it's just funny to me. Because there's that famous quote, you think you do, but you don't, from J. Allen Brack, where someone asks them about making, bringing back these classic features. And he's like, here, let me see if I can play it here. This doesn't look too long.
What about adding servers for previous expansions as they were then?
No. And by the way, you don't want to do that either. You think you do, but you don't. Remember when you had to, like, spam cities and say, need a tank, need a tank, need a tank during the Burning Crusade days? You don't remember that, because now you just push a button that says, go to the dungeon. You don't want to do that.
No.
So he got a lot of backlash for that. I mean, aside from the detail, but the general idea is that...
No, that was the fun in it, because it just like,
was it
authentically...
Okay, Chi, go back and do it.
Yeah, go back and do it.
Go back and
play this and see how much fun you have.
It was fun for the time. I stopped having fun when they made it casual. Actually, I quit because of other reasons, but back
then... Did you fall in love and well?
Yeah, no? I did, actually. Yeah, it was my very first boyfriend, was my wild boyfriend. Anyways, but
that was
the super fat dude.
Right? I was fucking
joking. No, he's not the fat ass.
Is he the fat ass?
Yep.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I dated a Jupiter ass, like, fucking huge. No, no, we're not going into that. But
what the fuck?
Back in the WoW days, the reason why I loved it is because it took real fucking work to actually progress in the game and to be top tier in the game. It meant you invested hours. It meant you found the right people, the right group to
my guild was go the through best heroics. Guild on the server.
When I was one of the top enchanters on my server because I had invested time after time after time after time.
And you got money
to get loot, and in order to get money, which I sold for real life money, Chinese farmer. But like it meant something. It meant a certain level of reverence when having certain items.
Yeah.
Like if I could say I have this, I could craft this recipe. It's because, bitch, I got the people to help me get this recipe.
Right.
You know, good luck trying to get your own.
That was also back in like 2007. Like things have changed. Nobody would stand for that stuff these days. Nobody would.
Except for these people that want to play WoW Vanilla.
I wanted to play WoW Vanilla. Then I sat down and played it. I'm like, oh, never mind.
I would sit down waiting for guys to spawn. It took fucking forever. I got.
There must be a happy middle ground, you know? More thought, quality of life, yeah. Less lifted.
Yeah, and the only way you get that was just with a lot of player feedback. But I don't.
Gee, you've stated this point so many times, and then it's so funny that like because I'm older than you, and I played EverQuest when I played WoW. I was like, I've told you this a bunch of times. I'm like, oh my god, this is
easy. It's casual.
Yeah.
When I was playing vanilla WoW, I felt like it was casual too, coming from Final Fantasy XI.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, because Final Fantasy XI was more than punishing when it came to leveling. I don't think I ever made it to endgame in Final Fantasy XI, and I invested a lot of time in that game.
It was so bad on the PlayStation. I played on the PlayStation 2 with 56K internet. Final Fantasy XI. It was so bad. I had a modem connected to my fucking PlayStation. You had to buy a modem.
You're playing Final Fantasy. Yeah. You're playing online.
You want to know some hardcore, so like sneaking on the computer, like back in the 56K days? Like my brother would always have the computer in his room. And if he were sleeping and I wanted to play and be on the internet, StarCraft or Diablo more specifically, I had to grab blankets and pillows and cover up the tower to stifle the sound of the modem dialing up.
Oh, shit.
So it didn't wake up my big brother so I could sneak on the computer and play fucking Warcraft or something like that. That was some old school.
I used to do the same thing for porn.
Yeah, same.
Clown porn.
I was thinking about that, too. Yeah. My God, take forever to load a video.
Guys, I know this is, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to do an earlier hard exit. Is it that late already? I don't have to go to work. I actually got good news that my shift is going to be covered. But I got invited to go see
the Game of Thrones party.
Game of Thrones season finale at the Observatory.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and my best friend, one of my close friends, he's dressing up as Aegon Targaryen, Jon Snow. Looks just like him. So we're going as a big group. And nice.
Are you,
I gotta go.
Is this Arya? Or
no, I'm not cosplaying, obviously. I don't even have I think I need a raincoat.
I was thinking of one Asian. There's not one Asian in the entire show.
Can I have your sweater?
Is there an Asian in the entire show?
Can I steal your sweater and then go to this premiere, please?
Really? It'll fit you like a dress.
Yeah, it's raining. Oh,
it'll fit you like a dress, but yeah, sure, I guess.
He smells.
My favorite sweater.
No, I won't steal it.
It's a collector's edition. They only made a couple of them.
I'm really sorry.
Calm down.
Very unprofessional.
It's the Nike collector's edition.
Literally, nobody cares.
Yeah, it's even got a hologram on it, dude.
Yeah, I don't care.
I won't steal your sweater. But no, sorry, really unprofessional, but I can't miss this. I really want
to go for it.
It's the last episode.
It's the last episode, guys. Good luck. Have fun.
Yeah, it's of the shittiest fucking season ever.
Oh, fuck you.
I know.
Everybody calm down.
So bad. These writers are horrible.
I mean, the petition, I think, is a bit much, dude. That's a little overdramatic,
It is.
Bobby, you're not watching, right?
No. Okay. I haven't watched since season 3.
Okay. Just give up. It's going to end horribly.
People both agree. I'm pretty sure people agree that the third episode was, first of all, the best episode in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And probably one
Which
of the,
one? The battle?
Yeah.
No. Fuck no. Watch it again. It's just no. Oh.
And also, Ray's one of the... He's like, couldn't be more opposed to me on this.
I signed the petition like 5 times.
And maybe the greatest episode of anything ever, I think.
Oh, fuck no. The Battle of the Bastards was better.
But then, I don't know. I don't want to get into it.
It's so bad. So shitty.
It's fucking fantastic.
I'm interested to see the reactions tomorrow.
It became this episode a stupid could drama.
Be,
it became
I mean, this season novela. Could be better.
It became.
But 3 and 5 make up for... I thought 5 was... You got to see it. I can't say it. Spoilers.
All 5 right. was so horrible.
You're stupid.
Piece of shit.
You're stupid. I saw your fucking rant and I was like... I thought you were trolling.
I wasn't. That's a piece of shit. Oh it's so stupid. Nothing makes sense anymore.
A dragon burned down a city.
It doesn't matter.
Like, what's that, a TV show where everyone's like, yup, nailed it on the ending? Like, everyone's always upset.
Breaking Bad.
No, yeah. Dude. Breaking Bad.
Were people upset?
Because I think people get upset if a show doesn't go far enough or if they go too far. Like,
Game of Thrones sucks.
Playing it safe would have been The Sopranos, right? Would you think? Or was that risque?
Sopranos is the one where they just cut to black. Yeah.
It showed ominous themes and then cut to black.
Yeah. I don't know. No one's ever happy with the ending is what I'm saying with TV shows. Like, how do you culminate some of the...
You know what show I love the ending so much? And it's a show that not a lot of people watch. Fringe. Do you guys never nerd out? No? No Fringe?
No, I know that show, but I haven't seen
it. No? Such a good show, man. Such a good show. Quantum physics kind of thing. It's super good. And the ending was just perfect. It just ended, and you're like, oh, happy. You know, another great ending with Lost. Joking.
Well, I feel like Lost is the starting point for just...
What the fuck, right?
Yeah, for like our disappointment in TV
shows.
That
was the worst one.
All right. Last bit of news here. We got Elon Musk reveals a link between planned Mars colony and SpaceX Starlink. It seems like something Emilio put up here.
Yeah, I think so too. I didn't put that there. I do want to... No, Siri, I'm not talking to you. That's serious, not Siri.
What is this here? SpaceX is trying to launch 60 Starlink internet satellites into space.
Isn't there a game called Starlink?
I think there's a studio called... Oh, no, that's Star Breeze.
What's that? I don't know. There's like some star game that everyone's playing. But,
Oh, you're talking about Star Citizen.
Is that one? I have no clue.
Star Citizen, the one that's like supposed to be pretty ambitious, but...
There's one coming out for Bethesda, right? Some star something.
Oh, yeah, there is.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, then they just have like an image, like a teaser image of it. There wasn't really anything known about it. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, so Elon Musk still doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's dope. All right, thanks, Emilio. Thanks for the story. He's getting another drink.
Oh, my God. I thought he was out. He got over there.
No, he found more whiskey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Someone's probably trying to hide it from him. All right, too bad she just left. We got a question here from Shadow Master about Twitch. What are some of your advice to reach Twitch affiliate on Twitch? Also, could I get the DLG follower make of approval if that's not asking too much? So you're trying to get Twitch going, huh? Affiliate's not too hard to reach, right? Like, even I was able to do affiliate, if I'm thinking of it.
Is it a 20 or 30?
No, there's a few things you got to do for it. One is, let's see if I can bring it up here. Twitch affiliate program. So the benefit you get is you get a subscription button. You can get badges, your little... emoji icons, I guess, when people become subscribers. And
wait, you earn money from Twitch sales? The hell's that? That was right there.
You do? Is that at the end?
No, it's one more right there. Earn game sales.
Oh, so when you're playing the game, it has the buy now button.
Oh, and if someone buys it while you're playing, you get
money.
Yeah,
it's like an affiliate link.
Yeah, no one does that.
Yeah, no one does. Yeah, and you can then receive Twitch bits if you're affiliate. But how do you get affiliate? Because it shows it when you log into Twitch. It'll show you exactly what you need to do. I think one of them is like 200 followers. There's like 3 stipulations that you need to do. And if you stick with it over time, I think you will get it.
He was saying something about 30 followers. I'm not sure.
I think it was higher than that. The hard one to get is the partner, though. Is that what they call the other
thing? Yeah.
That's what's really hard, but... The real benefit with that is you can stream at 1080 and then people can watch in 480, 720, 1080, whatever they want.
Mm.
So I know that's...
Didn't G partner? Yeah, right?
No, I don't think so.
Because she was super excited about that a couple years ago. Well, I mean like a couple years ago, like last year.
Okay. Affiliate eligibility, at least 500 total minutes broadcast in the last 30 days. So yeah, you gotta stream a lot within a 30-day period. At least 7 unique broadcast days in the last 30 days, an average of 3 concurrent viewers or more in the last 30 days, and at least 50 followers.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you still have a chance, bro, of course. You know, just keep, I don't know, man.
I think the hardest one out of all these is the concurrent viewers. Mm-hmm. I mean, 3 is not too bad, but, God, what is it for partnering? Like, if you look up that, it's way higher standards.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about?
3 concurrent.
Shadowmaster said, what are some of your advice to reach Twitch affiliate?
We're terrible at Twitch, so we're not the ones to ask. G's the one to answer.
Yeah, you need boobs. One.
It helps, man. It really does.
It's either you're really good at games.
Are your boobs helping?
No, they don't. Mm. They fucking don't. You have to be a girl, too. Not just a guy with boobs.
Non-hairy boobs.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
What about
my cleavage? Not good.
What about, do we have a channel set up in Discord for promoting your own stream? Maybe we should do that.
I was thinking about it, but we're also, like, in the mod channel we've been talking. You should hang out sometimes, Bobby. We have a lot of things going on. We have a lot of channels, dude. We just opened a weapons channel.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of channels.
I deleted the Avengers one because it's been...
Yeah, it's been time.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's done. And then Game of Thrones, we'll give it 2 weeks and then that's gone.
Yeah. So we can cut down on a few channels, but I think there'd be a good one. That way, just as a way to organize it, because if otherwise people can post it in the main chat and then that kind of can get a little spammy.
Yeah.
So if we just have a dedicated channel that's like, hey, if you want to promote something or promote yourself, here's the spot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And like, honestly, guys, just hit the follow. Help fellow gamers out.
Yeah.
I used to be so stingy with that stuff, like hitting the like button on YouTube videos or like following things. Like,
you don't deserve my like.
Especially the like button on YouTube. This is what cracks me up the most. Like now I'm
just thumbs
like,
up.
Yeah, right? The thumbs up. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't do that, even if you liked it.
No, like I never like, I lurk absolutely everywhere. YouTube, whatever. You know, I never like.
Especially on charities. Anything.
Yeah. No, I've donated. I thought about that. I was like, you know what? I have donated to not charity, but to something online. It was when they were doing that HOTS tournament after they canceled the one thing. But yeah, I think that was the only time. But anyway, like, yeah, what does it hurt to hit the like button, man? Or the thumbs up?
Seriously.
Like, that costs nothing.
I say we should do that.
And
we should have a Twitch.
Not just that.
Chat.
It helps your their algorithms figure out what you like too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. And plus, on YouTube, it saves it. So if I'm trying to remember something, I'm like, oh, I liked it. I can look under my liked videos. Like, it's a good way to find things.
That's actually the reason why I like most things.
All right, Dumb Sim asks, what would you guys think of Nintendo joining the PC Master Race or just making a Nintendo launcher?
I've talked about it forever.
We wish. Yeah, it's never going to happen.
Is it a thing?
I wouldn't say never. Right? I wouldn't say never.
Right. You're right.
I could have sworn he...
We live in crazy times, desperate times.
Yeah. Once Stadia comes out...
Dude, that's it, man. Stadia's going to fuck it up. I don't know. Well, they already moved to iOS, Nintendo, so there's...
Yeah. So that means that they're willing to branch out.
Yeah.
I could have sworn, I brought this up maybe 6 months ago. I could have sworn I saw something about the head of Nintendo saying, you know, talking about possibly, I don't think.
Because there's the new head, right?
If they charge for it. Yeah, it's that.
Well, for U.S.
For U.S.
Right? Yeah.
But still, Bowser, I know.
I've never seen a fucking CEO, we brought this up, get more love when he left than that dude.
Oh, Reggie?
Yeah.
Because everyone loves Reggie, man. Yeah, the guy was hilarious. So cringeworthy. Every video he released, it was so good. You just loved the guy.
Yeah, he was pretty good. But, yeah, man. You know, now that you say it, I really think in the future they would learn to monetize that somehow and offer Nintendo on the PC. I feel like they have to. I feel like everyone has to at this point.
Let's say, who knows? Probably not. But let's say Stadia curb stomps everything. How could Nintendo not put themselves on Stadia? If it's the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas.
I don't know.
They find some way to do it. Like if it's a subscription service, or like say you just have to pay $10 a month and you get access to Nintendo on your computer, and then you can buy games from there, and you have to spend more money. You know, just if they're making $10 a month, that's just the subscription service is just where everything's going these days.
Not just that, but I think people are used to paying premium prices for Nintendo products because they don't go on sale very often. And
but that's because it's Nintendo. Like, even if we had Stadia, and Stadia was kicking ass, but I still want to play my Mario game, dude. I still want to play Pokemon. That's on Nintendo, dude.
It's weird because the idea of like Nintendo being on PC to me is like, it's kind of like WoW not charging a subscription. It's like they're the only ones that can get away with that. Like, the trend is in the opposite direction, but they're the ones that can say, no, we're going to do it our way because we've been doing it this way forever and we have the power.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, next question. Epic tryhard phase. Final Fantasy 15 was my first taste of that series, and while there were a few things I liked, overall, I was unimpressed. I want to give the franchise another shot. Would you recommend trying 14, which is still getting content drops, or wait for the 7 remaster?
7 remaster.
Yeah, dude. Well, first of all, 15 is nothing compared to any of the old. Well, after Final Fantasy X, Final Fantasy changed. It stopped being the regular JRPG turn-based RPG that it was, and then it came into more active, more action RPG, with 12 and 12-2.
Still turn-based, but more like.
Well, no, because it became more like Kingdom Hearts.
Oh,
okay. More like on the
really action RPG.
Yeah, really action.
Huh.
So Final Fantasy 15 comes out, and that one's just a full on, you know, super action. Still RPG because like you pause it as you're not pausing it, but you know you're picking your moves as you're fighting,
and then it plays out.
And no, because like you're moving constantly because the monsters are moving constantly. Your whole team's moving constantly. You're only focusing on one guy, pretty much. And,
are you going to play 7? Remember, there's a punch if you don't.
Yeah.
yeah, I feel like I have to play 7.
And it'll probably be on PC, to be honest, because all the Final Fantasy games are coming out on PC. All of them. So it'll probably be on PC.
I just hope it's a good port.
If you play Final Fantasy 15, dude, playing 14, that's a whole different thing, right? That's a fucking MMO. So that's way different. You know, obviously it's constant, but that's if you want to go to a really traditional hardcore. I think it's more of a hardcore. Nah, I don't want to call it MMO. Hardcore MMO, but you know what I mean.
Grindy?
Yeah, grindy MMO. But if you want to give Final Fantasy a shot, go to its roots, man. That's the only way if you're ever going to really.
Three?
Like three. Well,
yeah, I'm totally not qualified to talk about Final Fantasy games, but I get the feeling that the old ones were better.
It's just if you like the JRPG thing. And the thing that makes Final Fantasy games great is the story. They have amazing storylines, man. It's ridiculous. You're so into the game the whole time just because you want to know what's going to happen at the end. And you want to fight that boss at the very end, which is like a four-stage boss. Really, that's just fun.
I've always found Japanese stories to be overly complex.
But Final Fantasy weren't. They weren't that crazy.
Like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a good guy versus a bad guy, and a good guy always wins.
Yeah.
But the layers that they put on that, for me, was distasteful. And that's why I pulled away from a lot of Japanese stuff.
Like,
And cats cooking my dinners.
The only ones I like were Final Fantasy and then the Dragon Quest games. Those were fun. I bought the new Dragon Quest. I still haven't played it.
What else we got, Bobby?
Last one is from Afro Dragon. Sundered, you guys brought this game up months ago. Did you end up playing it?
Can you bring it up?
Yeah, let me. I got it linked.
I don't think we did. We know what it is.
Yeah. What? So Sundered. This is Sundered Eldritch Edition. Oh, this is the platformer that had really good. Yeah, it just got lost in the slew of platformers with great graphics, I guess. This does look nice.
It does look cool. Cell shaded. Kind of like. Pastels, a lot of pastels. Man, I do not remember covering this at all.
$20.
You guys talked about this game when?
Chaotic hand-drawn Metroidvania where you resist or embrace ancient Eldritch powers. Resist or embrace, that's an interesting idea.
I love how there's no genres anymore. It's a Metroidvania.
It's kind of like, shit. Is that for,
It came out 2 years ago, man.
Bobby, what's the first person shooter that came out that where you could either embrace the alien powers or...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I went back. I stopped playing it, and then I went back and
beat it.
Yeah, Prey.
Prey.
Where you could take the alien powers, but there was a trade-off.
This is looking better.
And it changed the story as well.
Wow, that looks really good.
Right. Do you play Metroidvanias?
No.
Do you know what it is?
I would imagine a Metroid / Castlevania type game.
All right, name one. You fucking asshole.
Metroid. Castlevania.
Other than those two.
Metroidvania. No, dude, I don't play them, man.
What was that one?
That might be another one. Axiom Verge is one.
No, I don't play them, but I used to play them, you know.
Hollow Knight is one.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's a... I kind of just throw them in with platformers, but there's actually a difference to them. There are a lot of...
It's an Origin Access, dude.
Oh, it is? Origin Access? Oh, shit. Someone should play this.
Unless Raconius is fucking with us.
Yeah, it could be the case.
I got a lot of shit to play, man.
I'm not saying it.
No, man.
Oh, no, that's not the full list.
Dude, recently, I've been thinking more and more.
Oh, really? That's a good thing.
I should play video games for a living and stop working.
Dude, that'd be the dream, man.
But I know. I know. There's so many games, man.
Stop lying, Raconius.
This might be an old list. I don't know when July 2018.
Yeah. Oh, no. They had more games. Way more games.
I'll have to check that then.
All right. It's a short. We got some Q&A. Anybody want to throw something out at the last minute?
You guys have any questions for us on Twitch? Which, you know, guys, if you guys listen, get on.
Oh, I don't know if you want to do
Twitch.
That.
I actually wish we could have like a fucking set schedule.
Raconius is on the fucking ball. Prey, Sundered, Guacamelee.
It's pretty, because I bought it before it came out, thinking like, oh, it's going to be awesome, and then I played up to where you find out you're fake where you're living or whatever, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then
not much at all.
And I was like, I'll come back.
Not as much as I played.
And I was like, I'll come back to it later.
Yeah.
Never did.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did, and then I didn't play that game for 4 months, then I went back and beat it. And it's really hard to do that, because to get going again, but the ending was actually pretty good. I like that game.
How long is it?
It's not that short.
Oh,
it's not
16 hours?
Probably around there. Oh, let's see.
Give me 10.
Let's see. Prey.
I want it as long as fucking Rage.
2017, 16 hours, yeah.
Oh, man.
Bobby, can we get the time to beat on that new game that's killing it right now? The Something Innocent Plague?
Oh, yeah, dude. That game's actually getting good reviews.
Really good reviews.
9.5 hours.
Okay. Okay, but how much is it?
What was that game? It's like 40 bucks.
No, I think it's 60 or 50.
$29.99. Don't think about it.
45.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. 45 bucks.
Not happening.
Maybe grab that one on sale. But yeah, I'm hearing good things about that.
Damn, GameSpot.
All right. So what's everyone doing, playing this week? I might grab Origin Access this week and play some Tropico. I don't know. Maybe I'll see what other typing games are out there.
I'm gonna pay $100 to play a $35 game, guys.
No, it's still 60 bucks
for the year.
No, it's 60 bucks, but Tropico games typically drop in value.
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, but there's a bunch of games on Origin, dude. You can play Apex. Oh, that's free.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay, let me just throw this out here. It's not even 4 p.m. here. Should we just go home and all play more now?
I'm down.
Bobby, will you commit?
Yeah, I'll play Morda.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I'm down.
I will commit the Patreon money to this.
All right.
I'm down.
Pretty stingy. You're doing that instead of watching the Dragon Show?
Oh, yeah, that shit can wait.
That shit's at 5, right?
6.
6?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's end the show then. Let's go play some Morda.
All righty.
All right, speaking for Bobby, kind of chi. Ray and myself, Mordow today. Love being the only drunk one. I'm the only one drinking, and there's 3 empty bottles outside.
I thought about it. I'm like, why didn't I just juice during the week when I'm at work?